and is a local rating business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to take this moment to thank our veterans and those currently enlisted in the military for their service. Since 2006, Reading Kia has set out to be the premier automobile dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2022 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive the 2022 Kia Sorento today. Reading Kia, home of the 20-year, 200,000 limited-mile powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Money Pit is presented by Green Machine, LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit, and Bank of America. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects that you'd like to get done around your house. You want to spruce it up, you want to do a quick decor makeover of a room or two. You want to plan a kitchen project for the new year. Maybe you want to think ahead to spring, because now that it's so darn cold out, I think we're all thinking ahead to spring. The spring daydreaming has begun, Leslie, for sure. And so if you've got a project that fits any of those topics and you'd like some help with, we are here to do just that. Here's how you get in touch with us. You can pick up the phone and call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions to moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, have you noticed your heating bills are starting to rise? Well, there are several low-cost to no-cost things that you can do to keep them under control while also staying comfortable. We're going to share those ideas in today's Smart Spending Tip.
And kitchen backsplashes are super important to keep the walls behind your counters clean, and they can be a fun and affordable project that you can do yourself if you choose to go with tile. So we're going to walk you through that project in just a bit.
And you want to make sure your holiday lights are working before you spend hours stringing and hanging them, so we're going to give you some fast, free, and easy holiday light fixes.
But first, we want to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence and create your best home ever. So give us a call. Let us know what you are working on, because we are here to lend a hand.
Plus, we've got another great reason for you to reach out with your questions, because we are giving away a really terrific tool on today's program. It's the Green Machine 62-volt brushless chainsaw, and it's worth $289. It's going to go out to one caller, one listener, drawn at random, so you can call 888-MONEYPIT with your questions, or you can post them to moneypit.com. We will toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat and might be sending this fantastic Green Machine 62-volt brushless chainsaw out to you. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
David in Texas is on the line. What can we help you work on this weekend?
I've got a stained patio, concrete patio, that was done when they built my house, and it's faded from the sun, but when you wet it with water, it looks like it was when they did it. Is there something I could put on that?
Yeah, so the wet look is working for you, in other words.
Yes.
So, I mean, there are a number of different products out there that will work really, really well with concrete patios. So, I mean, you can always stain the patio, which will change it, will make it more uniform, and it may blend in that stain. But I think you might be better off looking at one of the refinishing products. One of our sponsors is a company called Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Deich Coatings. They've got a bunch of different patio and pool surround finishes, and many of them use real stone as part of their makeup. And so you can have a finish that looks like marble or it has a decorative sort of epoxy grade to it. There's a lot of different options to it. I would take a look at some of those products and maybe think about how that might work for you, because it's a lot less expensive than replacing the patio, and they're really durable finishes.
Do they offer like a clear?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. They definitely have clear finish. And you're thinking that if you put the clear on, that might just make it all an even color. I would try to test it just to make sure it's going to come out the way you expect. But, yeah, they do have a clear epoxy finish, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, because they did the inside of the house is done the same, and we have big bay windows. And so you see the outside and the inside, and it's just kind of uniform.
Yeah. There's a product called a heavy-duty epoxy clear coat.
Okay. Well, I'll give that a try then. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us. Bye-bye.
Mindy needs some help fixing a stone porch. Tell us what's going on.
We have a question about fixing a front stone porch. We want to fix the joints. Do you want me to use Quikrete with the red stripe that says corner and edges, or do you want me to use Type S mortar mix? Also, on the steps at the back, I see a crack. Do you want me to use the concrete and mortar acrylic sealant that comes in a tube and you stick in a caulk gun for that? And another question is, at the back of the house, at the bottom of the red brick where it meets a large concrete patio, there used to be concrete there, and it broke off. And at that place, to seal that up, do you want me to use the concrete and mortar acrylic sealant that comes in the tube and you stick in a caulk gun?
So, Mindy, a couple of things. First of all, if you have cracks that you're trying to fill, Quikrete does make a product that is specifically for that. It's called the Concrete Crack Sealant, and it is good for cracks that are up to a half inch wide, and they like it because it's pourable. So it sort of flows into those cracks and then is self-leveling, so you don't have to worry about troweling on. Now, if you found areas of that porch where the concrete is broken away and you have some deteriorated surface, sometimes surface gets worn from maybe using too much salt on it in the winter, there's another product that is fairly new. It's maybe 3 or 4 years old, but it's really terrific. And it's called Recap, R-E-C-A-P, and it's a concrete resurfacer. So this can do two things for you. You mentioned some areas where there were some missing chunks. If you mix it up to sort of a trowel-like consistency, you can patch those areas, then smooth it out, and then you can put another layer of the Recap across the whole surface, and it'll look like a brand new concrete surface when it's all done. The nice thing about the Recap is it's designed specifically to stick to old concrete. So if you're trying to fix a sidewalk, a pool deck, a concrete floor, a driveway, it works for all of those surfaces, and it doesn't chip and fall off. It's a really super product, super strong product, because they've designed that bond into it so it just doesn't separate from the old surfaces underneath.
Mike in Arizona is on the line with some worn-out siding. What's going on at your money pit?
I've got a house that has Western red cedar siding, and it's about 20 years old, and it's really getting into bad shape. I'm wondering, can I use pine siding, the tongue and groove type, and treat it? If so, what would I treat that with?
So, Mike, you say the siding's in bad shape. I mean, if it's just faded, then you can restain the whole house using a solid color stain, and it'll look terrific. If it's really badly cracked and checked and sort of structurally deteriorated, then you want to replace it. Sure, you could use a pine siding on that. You could use the tongue and groove type. It wouldn't be as durable as a cedar siding. But again, you're going to have to stain that. And what I would do is I would stain it before you install it, because this way it's a lot easier to get into all the nooks and crannies. And also you'll be staining basically the inside of it, sort of back priming it, which makes the whole board last a lot longer. And then after you install it, you're going to have cut lines and touch-ups to do with the stain. But it's a lot easier to get the stain where you want it to be before it's put together. So two options there for you. But again, if that Western red cedar is just faded, it does not have to be replaced. It can simply be restained. I mean, I've got Western red cedar shingles on my house, and they've been on there probably, going on at least 40 years now, and they really haven't deteriorated, except one side did actually once, because it was facing south, and they started to get dried and thinned out a little bit. But that was just a fairly minor repair. For the most part, we haven't had to do much but stain them over the years.
Up next, heating bills are on the rise. We're going to share tips on things that you can do right now for big savings all season long. And today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti from the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast and Radio Show with tips on new products for fall home improvements.
Avoid the hassles of stripped screws with Tankbond Liquid Grip from DAP. When screws start to strip, adding just a single drop to the screw head delivers 7 times more grip instantly.
LL Flooring's Duravana Hybrid Resilient is a new category of flooring that's waterproof, durable, and extremely scratch and dent resistant. Plus, it's eco-friendly, looks like real hardwood, and is an easy DIY project to install.
Get your outdoor spaces ready for winter with battery-powered tools from Green Machine. The 16-inch chainsaw features a high-efficiency brushless motor, up to 45 minutes of runtime, and an auto-tensioning knob for optimal chain performance.
Upgrade your home heating system before winter with energy-efficient HVAC systems from LG. New LG Red technology delivers remarkable energy efficiency and comfort in even the coldest climates.
For more, follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now.
800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. That's 800-337-2346.
Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, you know, you can listen to the Money Pit whenever you want. All you have to do is follow the Money Pit podcast. You're going to get new episodes every Monday and every Thursday, which is just in time for you to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Hey, fall leaves might have floated gently from the trees around your house, but those big, heavy branches? Not so much. You can trim back the weak ones, however, with today's giveaway.
Yeah, we've got it for grabs. The Green Machine 62-volt brushless chainsaw with a 16-inch Oregon bar and chain. Best part about this, guys, is the easy trigger start. You know, you would think after my whole life of trying to run those gas-powered tools with the pull cord, I'd be good at it, but I'm not. So I love it when there's an easy trigger start plus zero gas. That means no harmful fumes. And this guy is powerful. I'm talking a 62-volt lithium battery plus brushless mower. You're going to have a long run time and plenty of power. You can check it out exclusively at the Home Depot for $289.
That Green Machine 62-volt brushless chainsaw is going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. You have to call us with your home improvement question at 888-MONEY-PIT or post your question at moneypit.com. Now, every time I say that, I get people that call and say, I just want to be in the drawing. Well, you're not going to be in the draw ring unless you call with a good home improvement question or post it to MoneyPit.com. That's the way it is.
Natasha in Missouri is on the line with a molding question. What can we do for you today?
Our house is about 11 years old, and the interior walls, the sheetrock or the drywall, is finished with a nice round bullnose corner. So it doesn't come to a right angle, so to speak. And just through wear and tear with kids and dogs, we have found several dents appearing. And I'm wondering if you have ideas on how we might repair that, or if we are going to have to just replace that whole corner edging. Any thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, is this like the metal rounded corner?
I think it's metal. I tap on it, and it sounds plasticky, but it might be metal, which would explain the dents.
Why not just plaster over those?
I thought about that. Some of them are just little dimples. But I don't know if I can successfully fill and sand and patch. But that's one thought we've had.
Yeah, you could skim coat it. And the other thing that you could do if it's a crisp dent is you can use auto body filler. We use that on metal doors, like metal doors that have dents in it and that sort of thing. It's just a little harder to sand. But if it's just the outside corner on drywall, you could use spackle for that. Build it up and then sand it. It'll sand really easily. You're just going to have to prime it and repaint it.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be a big deal.
Great. Well, that's exciting. Some other advice I'd had was to replace the whole corner. So I love your suggestion much, much more.
Well, you can always do that, but why don't we try the easy stuff first?
Maybe in the bedrooms where it's not so obvious. We'll try that first.
Then you can practice, and you'll get good at it.
That's right. Hey, thanks so much. I really appreciate your help.
You're welcome, Natasha. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, with temperatures dipping all across this United States of America, have you been noticing that maybe your heating bills are going up? Well, if you stay on top of your basic system maintenance, you can really keep things under control, but also stay comfortable. So some of these things are DIY and some are going to require the services of a pro. But if you stay on top of the system, it's going to cost less to operate and then, of course, be less likely to break down.
Yeah, especially in the dead of winter, which is absolutely the worst time. So right now, if you've not done it yet, you want to have your heating system serviced. Every time a gas, electric, or propane furnace runs, it's going to leave some sort of deposits behind. Now, with electric, it might just be dirt or dust on the burners, no, or on the coils, not a big deal. But with gas or propane, well, it leaves a lot of combustion deposits. And when they build up, the system just doesn't run efficiently. That means it's got to run longer to do the same thing. And the longer it runs, the more it costs to operate. And at some point, it actually doesn't fully combust. And what that means is when you have undercombusted fuel, that's propane or natural gas especially, that is a definite carbon monoxide risk. So important to get it serviced right now if you've not done it yet.
Yeah, and you also want to remember things like replacing your furnace's air filter before the heating season begins, and then go ahead and change it out every month. A dirty filter is going to reduce the airflow, which is then going to make the entire system work harder to deliver the air to those registers. Also, check out where your filter goes. If it ends up being in a slot, sort of in that return duct area, you want to cover the filter slot with a piece of wide tape, and that tape's got to be wide enough to keep the air from getting in and around those filter edges, so you're kind of helping reduce the airflow through that and actually having it do its job.
Now, finally, let's talk about duct sealing. Believe it or not, the ducts that you use to distribute heating and air conditioning throughout your house will leak. All the seams will leak, and the regular duct tape, despite its name, isn't really designed to stop that from happening because it usually dries out. So you want to check those areas where the duct seams are coming together, and you want to seal them with a special type of tape. It's called UL-181 tape. It's usually like a silver foil, and it has a special type of adhesive that doesn't dry out or wear out. And once you stick it on there and seal them real good, then you will contain all of that heated, expensive air that you paid for this winter, and it won't leak out like into the attic or into the crawl space. So a good thing to check is for leaks around those duct seams. If you do this, keep in mind that your system will run less, it will cost less, and you'll be much more comfortable at the same time. And isn't that what we're trying to all sort of shoot for? I mean, there's too many people that just sort of ride that thermostat up and down and up and down because they just don't get that perfect comfort. But if your system's running efficiently, you can be comfortable and save money at the same time.
And that's today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Heading to Arkansas, we've got Roger on the line whose faucet does not stop leaking. What is going on?
Bathroom sink faucet, Moen brand. I was wondering if the part has a lifetime warranty. I've replaced a plastic cylinder that has two O-rings on it, and it stopped the leak, but it's starting again. Can I just replace those O-rings instead of buying the whole part if it's not under warranty?
You know, Roger, my experience with trying to repair faucets is that you absolutely positively have to use the original manufacturer's parts for this. And I have done kind of what you've done, and I've purchased O-rings just, you know, from the hardware store or home center, and they seem the same, they look the same, but they don't work as well. And I've had faucets that I fixed re-leak. However, when I've gotten them direct from the manufacturer, that has not happened. And the good news is that Moen has a limited lifetime warranty on pretty much all of their faucets. And it includes the ability, or the offer, I should say, for them to send you parts, original parts, that you need if a faucet ever starts to leak. So what you want to do is call their warranty department. That number is 800-465-6130. 800-465-6130, and tell them which faucet you have, and they'll send you the parts that you need to fix it once and for all. So bad news, you're going to have to take it apart one more time, but good news, once you do it, you should be good to go.
Tracy in Ohio is on the line with a question about storm windows. How can we help you today?
My condo is fairly new. It was built in 2005, but the way that the front of my condo faces where the weather blows in, I don't know if it's east or west, but last year I tried the strip thing and the plastic, and the wind blew so hard that it came loose. So then I tried duct taping it, and yeah, it didn't work at all. So I'm wondering, you know, we can't put storm windows on the outside because of the condo association rules, but I'm wondering, is there a company that makes something that goes on the inside of the window, something magnetic or something that could help?
Well, you certainly can get interior storm windows. It is a product that's available from many window manufacturers. Well, you can order it probably. I would go to a regular window company and order these. But there's different types of interior storm windows that are available. The other thing that you can do that's really cheap, especially if these are windows that you're not going to have to open. We don't like to recommend this for a bedroom window, but for other windows, because, of course, in a bedroom, you may have to open it for emergency egress, fire hazard, that sort of thing, is you can get a weather stripping caulk. It's a weather stripping product that's in a tube, like a caulk tube, and you essentially caulk the seams of the window shut. And the thing about the weather stripping product is in the spring, you peel it off and it doesn't damage the windows. It looks like that sort of white gooey stuff that they stick credit cards, you know, to offers in the mail when you get the credit card, and it's on the back of the card, so it's got rubbery stuff. It just peels right off and it doesn't damage anything. So that's something that maybe you haven't tried yet, you could give a shot. And then, of course, if you want to go with a more permanent solution, you could order interior storm windows and have them made.
Well, I could squirt that stuff on there, and then in the spring I could peel it back off.
That's correct, yep. Unlike regular caulk, this is a temporary caulk.
Wonderful. That sounds wonderful. I will give that a try.
Yeah, DAP makes a product called Seal N Peel, the letter N Peel. So look it up. You might have to order it in a home center or a hardware store, but it works great.
All right, I will try that. Thank you.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Coming up, kitchen backsplashes. They're super important to keep those walls behind your counters clean, but they can actually be a really fun and beautiful DIY project to do if you go with tile. We're going to walk you through that fun project next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickRete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
All of us at Crown Motors want to take this opportunity to thank our veterans, active duty, and first responders for their service to our country and community. We also wish to express our appreciation to the families of these heroes who also have sacrificed to keep our nation and our community safe. Have a wonderful holiday season, and remember that everything you do is so appreciated by your neighbors, community, and the people at Crown Motors of Reading.
Fabulous fall specials going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane. Also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash and valuables, heirlooms and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving and repair service available in Reading, Roseville and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050 or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute, honoring our veterans and the men and women who are currently on active duty for their courage, bravery, and sacrifice. North Valley Distributing at 530-222-1500 wants to thank the brave men and women who have taken an oath and have proudly served or are currently serving our country and the American people. North Valley Distributing, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Greetings to my fellow veterans. This is Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of Veterans Affairs for the state of California. I'm a Korean vet, and it's my honor to serve in the U.S. Army as a new immigrant to this great country. Thank you for your service. It will not be forgotten. It should be remembered that freedom is not free. It has been secured by brave sacrifice that all members of our military and their families have given since the beginning of a great, wonderful nation. Thank you for your service.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
So, quick fun fact, 43% of people would be willing to move to better accommodate their pets, according to a new study by the National Association of Realtors. So, if you think about all the reasons you move, job, better schools, better neighborhood, nope, 43% of people will move just because it's better for their pet.
Yeah, I mean, Sherman talks all the time about moving, so I better listen.
Sherman does?
Oh, yeah, all the time. He goes, ooh, and I say, oh, all right, let's do it.
All right, next up, we've got Joyce in Illinois who's having a flooring issue. Tell us what's going on.
Well, a few years ago, I put down a new kitchen floor, a Congolium Dura Ceramic kitchen floor. And it has all these marks and things on it that I had a guy come out and look at it, and he said it was a problem from the factory. And I thought they were going to replace it, and they never did replace it for me. And I was just wondering, what do I put down? I have home daycare, and I was wondering what I could put down to stand up to my home daycare and still look nice.
Laminate works really well, and it's gotten less expensive. It's easier to install. Laminate floor is can look like vinyl, can look like stone, it can look like wood, it can look like anything. And it's basically made of a medium-density fiber board and then a color layer, which has the pattern of the stone or whatever it is on it, and then the laminate's on top of that. So basically it's a sandwich. And while people are compare laminates to, say, a laminate countertop, like a Formica, the laminate floor is actually about 100 times more durable, because they put more protection on it. Yeah, I've had a laminate floor down in my house, which is a very old house, for about 10 years, and it looks as good as the day we put it down. So I know it stands up well.
Well, I know I have daycare, and the kids are throwing toys around and everything else.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
Kids, dogs, toys, furniture. Yeah, I would take a look at laminate. It's tough stuff.
Okay.
And easy to clean.
Okay.
All right, Joyce, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, kitchen backsplashes, you know, the panels that kind of sit above your sink and the stove, and they do a great job of protecting your walls from splashes and food and just a general kitchen mess. And they've been around truly as long as there have been a kitchen. But in the last decade, we've seen a leap in unique patterns and designs, with the most popular being tile backsplashes. And tile is totally a DIY project to install and a really affordable way that you can bring out new style and have a lot of fun with the design in your kitchen.
Now, the first step is to select the type of tile you'd like to use. The most common options would be to choose ceramic or porcelain tiles, which are probably the best option because they're super easy to clean. But some folks really love natural stone. If you love natural stone, though, you better love a lot of maintenance, because they're prone to chipping, they're harder to clean, they need to be resealed at least once a year because they absorb grease and they show grease spots, which once they get in there, they're almost impossible to get out. Now, the other decision is whether or not you want to use individual tiles or mesh-backed sheets, where the tiles are sort of pre-assembled. Now, the mesh-backed sheets contain a few dozen tiles, which makes it easy for installation, but these can definitely limit your design options.
Now, speaking of design, you've got to think about what you want that design to accomplish. So are you trying to create a focal point? If you're going to use the most expensive tile, then consider making that the focal point. You can use it only in one space, like maybe over the stove. Or if you're going to use standard tile, you can use that everywhere else. So you kind of get the best of both worlds. You spend a little bit of money, you create a focal point, you cover everything else with a stone that's more affordable. And that's really going to increase how that kitchen looks and your design. It's going to be great. Now, you can also mix and match, but you got to keep the counter color and material in mind, because you want to make sure that they all kind of work together and work together nicely. And then you can visually enlarge your space. If you use a tile backsplash around the entire room, you can actually help to make a smaller kitchen feel much larger, much taller. I mean, it really depends on where exactly you're placing this backsplash. And you can do a full wall of it above a counter to the ceiling, and that does wonders of making the space feel bigger and brighter. Now, the other thing you can think about, if you have a traditional tile, go ahead and put it on a different angle, maybe lay it diagonally, maybe do a herringbone pattern, offset it. Whatever it is, you can take something that's kind of plain and really elevate it to the next design level.
Now let's talk about how you're actually going to get that tile to stick to the wall, adhesives. The most basic type of tile adhesive is what's called a mastic, and it can be organic or polymer-based. And it's really good for vertical surfaces because when you place a tile on the wall, you want it to stay there and not to move around. There is one other option, though, that's actually easier and less messy, and that is a double-sided adhesive mat. This has become more popular these days. Basically, it's a mat just like the description, but it's glued on both sides. So you peel off one side, you stick it to the wall, and then you peel off the other side, and then once you place the tiles, the individual tiles or the tile mats on that adhesive, it sticks immediately. Now, the big advantage is you don't have to wait for the glue to dry. You can start grouting right away. But it's a little more difficult to take tile off if they're not positioned right. So just be careful when you do it. And there's no shame in using tile spacers, right? I think a lot of folks think it's like, well, I don't need a spacer. I can do it on my own. No, trust me, you can't. Use those little tile spacers. They are very easy to use, and they really make it look nice when all the seams are uniform.
So there you go. It's not that difficult, right? Give yourself a weekend, take some time, make sure you wash your hands a lot because you don't want to end up with the grout and the mastic all over yourself after doing this project. But it's definitely a fun project that you can tackle and make a space totally your own and be really proud of. You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I know I'm doing this, but are you guys preparing to deck your halls this holiday season? Well, maybe you even want to deck the windows and the doors and the trees around the house. Whatever it is, we're going to give you some easy tips for testing and fixing all of those holiday light strings before you hang them, because nothing's worse than hanging them up and realizing, oh, only half of them work. So we're going to give you a whole bunch of methods to make sure those Christmas lights and those holiday lights are working before you put them up when the Money Pit continues.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials: a power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill.
And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member.
Which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com. Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right, you taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Money Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeitchCoatings.com. That's DeitchCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And the Money Pit podcast is about you. So whether you live in a house or apartment, whether you're dealing with a repair or dreaming about a reno, we can help you tackle your to-dos with confidence and have a little fun along the way.
This is a great time of year to add to your tool arsenal, but if you've held off on buying battery-powered tools because you simply just don't think they're going to work as well as those that are gas-powered, we've got a giveaway today that's going to change your mind because it is a great example of how far this technology has actually come.
Yep, we are giving away the Green Machine 62-volt brushless chainsaw with a 16-inch Oregon bar and chain. Now, what is great about these battery-powered saws? They are incredibly strong, and they are quiet, and they are easy to start. So you're not like feel like you're going to rip your shoulder out of the socket pulling the pull cord. It just squeeze the trigger. No cords whatsoever. There's zero gas, so that means it doesn't smell. No harmful fumes, and that battery, combined with the brushless motor, it's got plenty of available power and longer runtime. You'll find it exclusively at the Home Depot, retails for $289, but we've got one to give away on today's show.
And you know what, guys? This saw runs for 45 minutes, so you'll probably run out of juice before it does.
That Green Machine 62-volt brushless chainsaw is going out to one listener drawn at random. So call us with your questions right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post them to moneypit.com.
Sharon in Tennessee is on the line and has some questions about tankless water heating. How can we help you?
Just my husband and I. We're in a house that the tank is probably, the one we have is probably 10, 11 years old. But we find that in the bathroom, the master bathroom, which is at the far side of the house from us, you have to run the water 5 or 10 minutes before it gets hot.
Mm-hmm.
And we've heard good things about those, so I thought, well, what do you guys know about them? Because I don't know if they've been out long enough to quote-unquote, work all the bugs out of them? Are they a good investment? Are they good economically?
Yes, yes, and yes. So they have been out for a long time, longer than you might think. I'd say probably 10 to 15 years.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But the thing is, you know, you don't really have a need to replace your water heater near that often, so it sometimes folks are still not familiar with them. However, the one complaint that I heard you mention was that it takes a long time for your water to get hot. That may not change, and here's why. Because the time it takes your water to get hot is more a function of the distance between the water heater and the plumbing fixture that you're standing at waiting for the water to get
right
there. It just takes, so many minutes for that amount of water to pass through the pipes and show up as hot on the other side. Whether that's a tank water heater or a tankless water heater is not gonna change that. It's still gonna take longer to get, just the same amount of time to get there. All right.
Yeah.
So that's not going to change. What will change, though, is you will have an unlimited supply of hot water, because tankless water heaters, pretty much when they're sized right, never, ever run out of hot water. And it's going to be a very efficient way for you to get hot water. I should have asked you this earlier, but are you on gas, natural gas?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, then you're okay. If you were on electric, we'd be having a different conversation, because electric tankless water heaters are not efficient at all. But gas is perfect.
Good. Okay, well, so I'm trying to get some second thoughts here and then get some quotes maybe.
Now, there's also an option that that Rheem has right now where you can actually add a bypass valve at that farthest bathroom fixture from your water heater. And what that will do is it will recirculate warm water through the pipes based on a timer or based on your use pattern. So with that addition, you may not be waiting at all for hot water. So that's another option as well.
Okay. Well, that sounds pretty good. There's some good suggestions there that I can look into. Then we're looking at doing some things to the house, and that was the first thing I thought of.
All right. Terrific. Well, thank you so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Thank you.
Well, Thanksgiving has come and gone, which means millions of Americans are planning light displays, big and small. But if instead of blinking lights, you discover holiday light repairs are needed, we've got five fast and easy ways to spruce things up.
Yeah, first
of all, guys, you've got to inspect your string of lights. You want to do this before you put them up, because once you put up the string of lights and you notice that half of them aren't working, it's going to be a giant pain in the you-know-what to figure out what is going on with it. So, first of all of those lights should be bearing the UL, or the Underwriter Laboratories, seal of approval. And you've got to check. They should be free of cracked lights, exposed sockets, worn or frayed wires, loose damaged plugs. Check everything out before you give them a go.
And even if they do look good, you want to test each string, be sure, because you don't want to put them up and then find out they don't work at that point. And sometimes extreme temperatures and movement could have damaged the lights in the year since you used them last. I often have found that they work perfectly when I put them away, but then if I left them, say, in a garage or an attic all winter long or all summer long, then they're somehow not working when I take them back out again. So I always check them before I put them up.
Yeah, I feel like that's always the situation, especially with the lights I put up for the Halloween season. Like, every time I'm like, darn, where do I go find more purple lights? Because they just never seem to make it through the packing season. Now, if you see that the light string isn't working, you want to unplug it and you want to check each bulb. I know it sounds terrible, but check each bulb. Grab each one, give it a little jiggle, see if it's loose. You can do this by gently pressing each bulb into the socket. Now, even though most lights are designed to work if one bulb goes out, they truly won't work if a bulb is unplugged. And once you've tightened the loose bulbs, you can plug that string back in.
Now, if you still don't have any luck, unplug it and check the fuse, which is usually built into the plug. If the fuse isn't burned out, it is time to replace it. The good news is that almost all new Holly lighting today is LED. The prices have come way down, and they're much more efficient, and they're much brighter at the same time.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. You know, with all of the flooring choices available, which ones and how do you know are best for your bathroom? We're going to help you answer that question next.
Live in a money pit. Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slate, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Albee from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA, or go online to sfymca.org.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
For details.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Reach out to us with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to MoneyPit.com.
Jan reached out and she said, today during a heavy rainfall, I discovered a leak, a steady drip of water actually, coming from the first floor bathroom ceiling. It only lasted about 20 minutes despite the fact that the rain continued for another hour. I thought this was unusual. Any advice for figuring out how the rain made its way to the first floor of our two-story home?
It hitchhiked, basically. What happens with that kind of leak, and it's very common, is that above bathrooms, you're going to have a vent pipe. That's that, like, usually 3-inch diameter pipe that comes through the ceiling. And the flashing around that is a rubber sort of gasket, or we call it a boot. And those boots will crack and dry out over time and have to be replaced. The reason that it only happened for part of the storm and not the other is usually because of wind pressure. So you get wind-driven rain that happens to hit it in a particular direction and drives the rain in around that boot, and then fouls that pipe because it'll just hold on to the pipe through the principles of surface tension, essentially, and it will hug that pipe and then drip down and come out, in this case, showing itself at the first floor bathroom ceiling. So you have two things you have to do. Number one, you're going to have to get a handyman or a roofer to examine that boot around that pipe and replace it. It's not a big project, pretty small one. Don't let a roofer talk you into holding a roof. This is a repair, not a replacement of the entire roof. And secondly, you're going to have to, if the ceiling is not deformed because of the leak, it didn't like swell, then what you want to do is prime the area where the leak came through, use a good quality primer, and then put top coat over that. If you just try to paint it without priming it, the stains will pull through. So you got to spot prime it first, and then it'll look as good as new.
Now, Karen's written in and wants to know, what's the best type of laminate flooring for a bathroom? I hear there's different grades, she's asking.
Well, there actually are quite a few different types of flooring that are available to you right now, in addition to laminate flooring. So you can go with laminate, and there are types of laminates that are better for bathrooms. I know that LF Flooring has one called AquaSeal technology, which basically means that the seams kind of lock together, and it's much more water resistant for a space like that. But I think if it was me, given the advanced developments of engineered vinyl plank and luxury vinyl plank and a new type of flooring that's called a hybrid, these floors are 100% waterproof. So you just can't kill it. You know, you can soak the stuff in a tub and it won't swell. It just stays the way it is. I'm also impressed with how they're able to create patterns that look very realistic. So with the EVP, the engineered vinyl plank, there's a vinyl veneer with a rigid PVC core, which makes it pretty easy to stall. But the newest one is the hybrid, which is a resilient flooring that's really, really durable. LF Flooring just came out with one called Duravana. It's super easy to install. And I took some of these planks when they sent them to me, and I tested them the Money Pit way, Leslie. I slammed them with a hammer 5 or 6 times, no dents. I put a fresh sanding disc on my vibrating sander and ran it around the surface, and it didn't wear it whatsoever. Then I kind of ran some keys over it to scratch it. No scratches. So it's pretty darn good stuff, I got to tell you.
I mean, that's pretty durable. So you know it's definitely a great choice, especially for a bathroom, because that's what you want. You want durability and, you know, the ability to stay in water when it happens.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you for spending part of your day with us. We hope that we've given you a few tips and ideas to help you tackle projects you want to get done around your house, big and small. If you've got questions and weren't able to get through on today's show, you can reach us 24/7 by dialing 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your questions to moneypit.com. Till then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a Money Pit.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. It's that time of year again when family and friends gather together to celebrate the holidays. It's also a time to give thanks to Shasta County's 13,000 servicemen and women and their families. Thank you, KCNR, for supporting veterans in our community. Peace, hope, and joy to all this holiday season.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. A judge imposed a combined $1 million bond for the parents of the Michigan teen charged with killing four students at Oxford High School hours after police say they were caught hiding in a commercial building. During their arraignment on Zoom early Saturday, both parents entered similar pleas.
How are you pleading to count one?
Not guilty.
How are you pleading to count two?
Not guilty.
How are you pleading to count three?
Not guilty.
How are you pleading to count four?
Not guilty.
Judge also ordered the couple to wear GPS ankle monitors, agreeing with prosecutors that they pose a flight risk. President Biden and President Putin planning on speaking via video call Tuesday as tensions between Washington and Moscow escalate over Russian troop buildup on the Ukrainian border, seen by U.S. intelligence as a sign of a potential invasion, maybe as early as next year. CNN handed pink slip to evening host Chris Cuomo, who had been suspended by the network for his actions in support of his brother, the former disgraced New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Cuomo's decision to take part in strategy calls as then-Governor Cuomo battled sexual harassment allegations violated CNN guidelines. CNN President Jeff Zucker announced the move in a message to employees late Saturday in a statement released by the network. Zucker said Chris Cuomo was suspended earlier this week pending further examination. Pending further evaluation of new information that came to light about his involvement with his brother's defense, we retained a respected law firm to conduct the review and have terminated him effective immediately. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Leaders of European right-wing populist parties from more than a dozen nations say they will cooperate more closely at the European Union's parliament in order to defend the sovereignty of their nations. Check out more news and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that I can tell you fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years. Now, almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Scientists from around the world are flocking to one of Spain's Canary Islands in the Atlantic Ocean.
They're using cutting-edge new technologies to scrutinize from land, sea, air, and even space a rare volcanic eruption on the island of La Palma. New technology has its limits, though, when probing the underworld, as the magma that's formed melts away any man-made equipment. The deepest man has been able to drill into the planet's crust has been just over 7.6 miles. That was pulled off by Soviet scientists back in 1989. Bob Agnew reporting.
Britain's government tightened travel restrictions today amid concerns about the spread of the Omicron coronavirus variant, saying all travelers arriving in England will need to take a COVID-19 test before they board their flight. The new rules will apply from 4 a.m. London time Tuesday. Nigeria is also added to the UK's travel red list, which means arrivals from there will be banned except for UK and Irish residents. This is SRN News. U.S. employers added a sluggish 210,000 jobs in November as economy contends with inflation and shortages. Chris Rubager says the low number of jobs created raises questions.
Are employers nervous about the rise in Delta cases? Will they then get nervous about Omicron? So it does raise some uncertainty about what kind of hiring we'll see going forward. But there are some good signs in terms of people coming back into the workforce, which could increase hiring in the months ahead.
Rugaber reports there were very few jobs gained in the restaurant, bar, and hotel sector.
The job gains there went down to just 23,000. It was 170,000 in the month before. Now, that could be the rise of Delta cases. It could be the end of outdoor dining, things like that. And that could fall further if Omicron does become a threat and people pull back on travel.
And you can always check out more on these stories. Just log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Birch Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Birch Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Birch Construction Management.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basin needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Green Machine, LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit, and Bank of America. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you get projects done that you'd like to take on around your house. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or not, we want to help you get the advice and the tips and ideas that you need to take on projects that you're doing or ones you need to hire a pro for. Now that we are approaching the end of the year, you might be thinking about projects you want to tackle next year. Or maybe there's a room that you're spending a lot of time in now that it's super cold out and you want to spruce it up. You know, paint's a quick way to do that. Moving furniture around is a quick way to do that. Leslie, you love to talk about shopping your house, right, when it comes to finding pieces that can work in different places, and it can really dramatically change the whole look of the place.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting. Like, I have a closet. I call it my prop closet just because what I do at work, and, you know, I'm always going through their different throw pillows, different tchotchkes, different things, different pieces of art that kind of always cycle through the different spaces. I mean, if you're working on something like this at home, just put everything you got on your dining table just for, you know, the time you're working on it, and you'll find something can go to a nice new spot.
Whether you've got a repair to take on or want some help solving a decorating dilemma, give us a call. Let us help. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions to moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, winter weather can be especially hard on your plumbing system, especially
if your pipes tend to freeze because they can break. We're going to share some simple tips to stop this from happening to you in today's Smart Spending Tip.
And now that we've sailed right past Thanksgiving, Christmas is around the corner. So if you're thinking about decking those halls, you might be wondering whether you should go with a fresh or a fake tree this year. So coming up, we're going to talk pros and cons of each, including some tips on how to choose the freshest fresh-cut tree available.
And if you've got an older house with beautiful but drafty windows, then adding storm windows may be a smart move, especially because today's storm windows have gone high-tech. They now are available with coatings that make them even more efficient. So we'll share details on that update.
But first, whether you're doing or you're dreaming, we want to help you make your home everything that you want it to be, including the holiday house of your dreams. So whatever it is, give us a call. We're here to lend a hand, and we're certainly happy to help you tackle your next home improvement adventure.
And we've got another great reason for you to reach out, because today we're giving away the Green Machine 62-volt brushless chainsaw to one listener. That's worth $289. So if you want to be in this giveaway, you got to call us with a home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your question to moneypit.com. We will send the Green Machine chainsaw out to one listener drawn at random. So make that you. Give us a call right now with your DIY question.
Dina and I was on the line with a painting question. How can we help you today?
I have this brown paneling, and it goes all the way from the floor to the ceiling in every room. And I wondered if I can paint over this or wallpaper, or what is your suggestion?
Wow. What was that, 1970s?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I kind of remember that growing up. We had those that era in my house, and, you know, it's always better to remove it, but you can paint it. What you want to do, Dina, is you want to prime it. So the first thing you would do is you would clean it, you would lightly sand it, and because there's so much of it, I would, when I go to the paint store, I would get a sanding extension. It's on a pole. It's like a pole with an indexing head at the bottom, at the end of it, I should say. And you can run this pole over the surface and sand it, rough it up a little bit. And then you're going to want to prime it. And I would use a good quality oil-based primer. It'll go on nice and thick. It'll give you a good solid surface on which to add the wall paint. And then you can use latex wall paint on top of that. And I think it'll come out nice. And it'll go on easy if you do those steps in that order, because once you prime it, you get a very nice even surface. It fills in, any of the imperfections in the surface, and it will make sure that that top coat can be accepted properly.
What about those grooves?
You're always going to have those grooves. You can't do anything about it unless you want to take the paneling down, which, by the way, could be an option, because sometimes when they put the paneling up, they just nailed it with these types of small, very thin ring nails. You could experiment with the possibility of taking that paneling off the walls, and you may find that underneath it is drywall. Now, generally, you have to do a lot of spackling, sometimes retaping and that kind of thing, but it is possible that underneath that paneling are some decent, typical drywalled covered walls.
Okay, it sounds like a Saturday job.
Yeah, well, at least if you've got that much paneling, it might be a couple of Saturdays jobs, a lot of Saturdays.
Yeah.
All right, Dina, good luck with that project. Thank you so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Luke in North Carolina's on the line with some floors that are buckling. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
Underneath my home is a crawl space, and I have HVAC in my house. It was built in 1986, and it's the wood floors that we had put in are starting to like buckle in like one place, like nice big plank wood floors. And I believe it's due to the humidity possibly in the crawl space, or the way that I'm not really sure, but I'm kind of wondering how that can be fixed.
Well, look, buckling wood floors could definitely be caused by very humid air in that crawl space. So let's start there. I'm going to kind of run you through the basics of what you need to do to try to dry that out. First of all, you want to make sure that you have a vapor barrier. You want plastic sheeting across the entire floor of that crawl space. You secondly want to make sure that there are crawl space vents that are opened up and those exterior walls. And thirdly, you want to take steps to reduce the amount of moisture that has a chance to get into that crawl space. And the way you do that is by making sure that your gutters are clean and free-flowing and extended at least 6 feet away from the house, so you're moving all that water well away from the crawl space. Then also making sure that the soil slopes away from the house, so it's not sort of recessed or holding water against it. That's what will dry out a crawl space. Now, you could also add a whole house dehumidifier down there. There are some good models that Santa Fe makes that will be suspended from the crawl space ceiling and run on a humidistat to, again, pull that moisture out. But that would be the way that you would try to reduce moisture in that crawl space. I would be curious, though, you really should see some other signs of moisture if it's really that bad to be affecting the floors upstairs. You might see some mold. You might see some algae growth. You may even have some rotted beams. So I would inspect it first. And then if you need to dry it out, those are the steps I would follow. Good luck with that project.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Let us know what you are working on and give us a call so we can lend a hand. Coming up, when temperatures drop, plumbing pipes can freeze and break, potentially causing thousands of dollars of damage. We're going to share simple tips that you can take to make sure that doesn't happen to you in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Next.
You live in a money pit.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects, indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bill. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now.
800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. That's 800-337-2346.
Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Whether you are dealing with a repair or maybe you're dreaming about a renovation, we want you to consider us your coaches, your helpers, your home improvement therapists for all things remodeling, decor, fix-up. Hey, everybody loves to talk to us about home improvement stuff, and we want to talk to you, so give us a call.
And you can follow the Money Pit podcast 24/7 at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, I love the fall season as I watch all of those beautiful leaves flow gently from the trees around my house and land on my grass, which I promptly clean up. But when they're off the branches, sometimes they reveal big, heavy branches that are weak, branches that, with a little bit of winter ice on them, might come crashing down onto my home, onto our vehicles. So this means it's a really good time to sort of assess those weak ones and actually trim them back. And you can do that with a fantastic tool we're giving away today from our friends at Green Machine.
Yeah, we've got up for grabs the Green Machine 62-volt brushless chainsaw with 16-inch Oregon bar and chain. It's got an easy trigger start, no pull cord. It is battery-operated, so it's zero gas, no harmful fumes. And the battery is super powerful, 62-volt lithium battery. It's going to run for ages and ages. I mean, you'll probably stop wanting to work before the tool actually runs out of juice. So it's a great tool to get a lot of stuff done around the house. You can check it out. It's available exclusively at the Home Depot for $289.
That Green Machine brushless chainsaw is going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Post your questions to moneypit.com or call us at 1-888-666-3974.
Christy in Delaware is on the line. How can I help you today?
I have a back porch that is on a concrete slab. And I recently installed a storm door. It's a 36-inch door. And, you know, the bottom of the door has the built-in weather stripping. But, you know, it was installed and everything's fine. But there's pieces of that concrete slab right where the door is that over time has chipped away. And more specifically, in each of the corners. And I'm wondering, what can I do to build it up, fill it in, without having to, like, you know, buy a whole bag of sacrete?
So you're going to want to use a patching compound on that. And you're right, it's not typical. It's not a typical bag concrete mix. It's made by the same manufacturers. Take a look at Quikrete, Quikrete. They have a patching compound. And basically the difference is that the patching compounds are designed to stick to the original concrete surface. So if you have some chips, or broken out sections there, you can repair it with the patching compound. And this way it'll stay, you know, through the weather. And in terms of that door, that's not striking properly, what you could do is put a sweep on the outside of that door. They have door sweeps that attach to the outside, and they're adjustable so that you can have one side be lower than the other. And some of them are rubber where you can actually scroll it, take a marker and, like, trace the uneven concrete surface to the bottom of the door sweep and basically cut it to fit.
Yeah, because the problem that I'm having is, you know, little critters get in, you know, slugs, crickets, that kind of thing. And it's really not it's just the corners.
I would do both. I would patch the concrete, and if the door sweep is still not in constant contact, I would replace it and then adjust it to fit.
Okay, great.
Good luck with that project, Christy. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, winter weather can be especially hard on your home's plumbing system, especially if your pipes are prone to freezing, because those pipes can expand and break, and that can result in some pretty significant water damage around your house.
Yeah, but fortunately, you know, there are some simple steps that you can be taking to protect your home's plumbing this winter season. First of all, you want to think about insulating those pipes. You know, insulation, it's like snuggling up in a cozy blanket, except this one keeps the pipes warm and not you. Well, the pipes are going to keep you warm, so you got to all work together here, folks. And it's really one of the best measures that you can take to prevent freezing. You want to use a high-quality fiberglass insulative wrap or even pipe heat tape. Those are some great options to do the project.
You also want to make sure you're keeping the heat on its sort of normal settings when you go away. Even though you're heading to a warm location, you might think, well, I don't need to heat the house that much while I'm away. I think you do, because if you turn that heat down too much and you do get a deep freeze, the pipes are much more likely to freeze and burst and cause major flooding in your home. The other way, though, to avoid all of that is to turn off the main water line before you go away. So if you're going away for more than a day, I would say, make sure you know where that main water valve is and turn it off. It should be an easy thing to do. And then when you come back, you can turn it back on again. This way, if the pipes do freeze and break, which can still happen even if the water is turned off, you'll discover it quickly when you turn that water back on and avoid a whole bunch of damage. Just imagine if you were away, you got a freeze and a break, and it just started to leak and flood. I mean, I remember years ago, this happened to a house that I was home inspecting And I came back after when they were getting ready to close, and I was the one that discovered literally about 4 feet of water in the basement because of a freeze break. So needless to say, that transaction did not go through on time, at least. But the simple thing is to just turn off the main if it's going to be vacant for any period of time.
I mean, my goodness. And such damage can happen so quickly, and it usually can be very significant. Now, another thing that you can do, guys, is opening your sink cabinet doors. But just simply opening the cabinets where those pipes are, it can allow that warmer air to get into the cabinet. You can also keep the ambient temperature from getting low enough to freeze those pipes. So especially if you've got any pipes on an exterior wall, try to keep those cabinet doors open a bit.
And finally, let the faucets drip. Turn on the faucets to allow a slow drip during freezing temperatures. Keeping that water moving makes it a lot less likely to freeze and break.
And that's today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
All right, next up, we've got Rudy in Tennessee joining us here at the Money Pit, who had a leaky roof, and now you're trying to fix up all the remaining issues. Tell us what happened.
So we had a big rainstorm and just got a call from my wife, and I came in and looked at it, and I had a bunch of water running down the seam of my drywall onto the landing inside my house. Then I called a handyman. He came, took down the drywall, and we noticed that it was kind of leaky. The roof was leaking, and then it came in on the drywall. I had a roofer come out, licensed. He came, he repaired the roof, and also put, like, some water guards to kind of channel the water away. And then the handy guy put up the drywall and taped it, painted it over. And so then probably about a month later, all that drywall, the new drywall, kind of buckled, kind of came out. And there's no more water. It's rained here multiple times since then. I haven't seen any more water come in, but I didn't know if it was moisture still in the wall or if it was just faulty drywall that the person put up.
Well, it's no such thing as bad drywall. There are bad drywall contractors, but no such thing as bad drywall. And when you say buckle, is it swollen or is it sort of popped off the wall?
It's popped off the wall. Like, you can push a little bit on it and you can see the exact place where the patched drywall was. Like, you can look at the seam and it's kind of uneven.
Okay. So it sort of popped off the wall, then I suspect that it just wasn't adhered properly and it might just need to be resecured. You might need a few extra drywall screws or nails in that. If it's swollen and starting to look like it's wet or damp or stained or moldy, then, of course, the roof leak could be continuing. But if it's just loose and came off the wall, then it might, in fact, be that it wasn't attached very well, and normal expansion and contraction of that area has forced it to sort of release. So I would go back to the contractor and ask if he can resecure it and retape it, respackle it.
Perfect. Thank you, guys. Enjoy listening to your show.
Well, thanks so much for calling, Rudy. We appreciate it.
Marilyn in South Dakota is on the line with a cabinet question. How can we help you today?
A galley kitchen is very small. We just live in a small ranch, but we put in quartersawn custom-built cabinets with the crown molding to the ceiling, the French cabinets up to the ceiling, and or European style. And so we're going to be putting the house on the market, and my husband and I are having a little debate because I want to take them out and bring them with. They're quarter sawn solid oak. And, you know, we put them in years ago where if we had to repeat this again now, it would be like three times the cost. And so I want to take them out, and I'm designing a new home. So, you know, I have the galley design sort of drawn in. And so we could put them basically in the same configuration with just a little bit more room on both ends for other living space. So I just wanted to get in your opinion on that.
Sure. I mean, why not? You can basically disassemble it the same way that you assembled it. And you mentioned that you have crown molding on the cabinets all the way up to the ceiling. That'd be the place to start. And I would take the doors off, take the molding apart, take the doors off next, because you don't want to have to work on those cabinets with the doors on them. So I would take the doors off at the hinges, carefully pack them and store them and label them so you know which cabinet they go to. And then just start taking the boxes apart. Start with the wall cabinets and work your way down to the base cabinets. And, you know, the difficulty of the project's going to be, you know, totally based on how they put it together the first time. But hopefully you can get everything apart pretty quickly. With just some, you know, very gentle
prying off of the molding and with removing of those cabinets the same way they were semmeled, they were probably screwed into the wall, you should be good to go. I would be careful that the wall cabinets are usually also screwed together, and so you may have to pull out more fasteners than you expect, but I certainly don't see any reason you can't disassemble them, especially given the fact that they're good quality cabinets and that you feel like there's a place for them in the new home.
I've been wanting to kind of call about this, but we weren't sure until we found out for sure we are going to be moving.
All right. Well, it sounds like we've got a plan. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Are you guys getting your tree this weekend? What are you thinking about? A fake one, a fresh one, whatever you're doing? We've got some tips to help you pick out that perfect holiday tree. No matter which one you pick, real or artificial, whatever's right for you, we're going to give you a hand after this.
888-MONEY-PIT.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring Heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Premier, your friendly old change.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. You don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park and our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Join Homeward Bound this Saturday for Christmas for the Troops, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Veterans Event Center, 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. Join us as we package boxes to send overseas to troops who are deployed over the holidays. Adults $10, students with student ID $8, and kids under 12 free. Admission buys your lunch and helps offset the cost of shipping a package. Come help us send some cheer around the world. For more information, call Rob at 530-510-8210. Thanks, and we'll see you Saturday.
Another convenient feature is the reset or silencer button. This allows you to shut down the detector for approximately 10 minutes during a nuisance alarm, like burned toast, and then goes back to full alert. Resetting your detector is always a much better idea than removing the battery, which you could forget to put back. Keeping your smoke detectors in good working order could be a matter of life and death. That's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to share impartial expert advice to help you manage your money pit at every stage in the home owning process. If you've got questions about how to get something done around your house, we'd love to lend a hand. Reach out to us by posting your questions at moneypit.com or calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Hey, John, in New York, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Last week, I heard something about a guy talking about drainage issues in the basement, and you start talking about certain things to make sure of with the gutters and the footer drains and making sure the soil slopes away from your house.
Yep.
My situation's a little weird. I have a saltbox-style house, 1750 square feet. The very steep hill my house is built into. So basically, two sides of the basement are partially in the soil. One side butts up to the garage at the ground level on one side of the house. And one wall of the basement's below the ground completely.
Mm-hmm.
I have very good drainage. I'm on a hill, like I said. However, when it rains heavily, I do get that seep around the foundation. And my thought was, how do you slope soil away in a situation where there's an overwhelming grade from the property coming right up against the house?
Yeah, that's a good point. So in your situation, the grade is not as important as what you can do to intercept that runoff through your property. So two things. First of all, the advice that we gave you about gutters, that's really critical even in your situation. The gutters have got to be clean, free-flowing, and those downspouts have got to be discharging away from the house. In your case, you're going to probably want to go from the uphill side to the downhill side. You might want to run them underground through solid PVC pipe and have them break out the daylight somewhere on the downhill side. So you're really managing that roof water. In terms of the runoff, the way you handle that was with something called a curtain drain. Basically, it's a trough drain, and it gets laid into the soil, and as the water runs down the hill, it falls into this drain, and then it gets intercepted and sort of run around the house. Now, instead of going through all the work to construct a French drain where you have to dig trenches and use perforated pipe and stone and filter cloth, there's another type of a prefabricated French drain pipe that you can pick up at Home Depot, and it's made by NDS. It's an easy drain pipe, and you'll recognize it when you see it because it's a plastic drainage pipe that's surrounded with, it looks kind of like a packing peanut, and then there's a filter cloth around that. So they're one piece, they're modular, and you basically stack these up side by side and then put the soil back on top of them. It's a very fast, easy way to put that French drain in without going through all of the work that you would have to if you were building it kind of from scratch. So in your case, you have to put this drain in to intercept the runoff of the water running around the house, again, out to daylight, and then I think that your water problems will go away. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, now that we've sailed right past Thanksgiving, Christmas is around the corner, and that means many of you guys are spending these weekends shopping for the holiday tree. Or maybe this is the year that you decide to skip the trip to the tree farm or the roadside stand and pick up an artificial tree. There's a lot of good reasons out there for you to go either way, so we're going to give you a hand.
Now, first let's talk about live trees. They smell fresh, plus the whole routine of just picking that tree out is a favorite family tradition that never gets old. But getting a tree from the nearby farm or stand also helps support your local economy, especially since many local organizations use that as a fundraiser as well. The downsides are, of course, dealing with the fact that all the needles are going to fall out, and even though you cleaned it up after the holidays, you'll continue to find them through, like, April, for sure. But you also have to water it, so you need to do that because you don't want to let it dry out because that increases your risk of fire.
It's funny. I feel like this time of year is the only time that I order more vacuum bags because I don't vacuum nearly as much as I do as when the tree is around. And I'm always like, oh, got to get some more of these. And then that lasts me for ages and ages. And then the tree comes back around. And, you know, when you turn it on for the first time, like after Christmas, and like you're like, ooh, pine needles. It's all up in there. Now, a good thing, guys, about getting a fake tree is that you can use them year after year. And I've got to tell you, I've never been pro fake tree, but the ones I have been seeing recently, especially the past few years, truly look just like the real thing. And they can come with amazing light systems that have thousands of lights. They're so much easier to maintain. You don't have to worry about allergies to sap, vacuuming, watering, all of those things. But you got to make sure that you do spend a little bit of money to get the tree that really looks fantastic, because there are some great options out there at a variety of price points.
You know, we got a good one. See, this will be the third year with it, because we had one year where it was really, really hard to find a tree, and we ended up going through tree farm after tree farm and finally, like, found the perfect Charlie Brown Christmas tree. You know what I mean? And sort of settled for that. So we got one that is a fake tree, and I think I got it on Amazon. It was maybe between three.
You didn't even look at it in person.
No, but I read reviews, and I saw what the history of the product had been. And it looked pretty good, especially because it had built-in lighting, and I wanted to make sure it wasn't going to, like, you know, just die after the first year. But I read reviews from people that had these for years. They were really happy with them, and we're happy with them, too, because it really looks good. And it's kind of fun that you can just change the lights up, you know, if you want them to be a white tree or a multicolor tree, or you want them to sparkle or glow. You can do all that now with the LED light systems.
Yeah, you're just giving me excuses to keep my tree up for the entire year. That's what would happen.
There you go, because you don't want to have a dated tree, Leslie.
No, I want to have a birthday tree and a Valentine's tree and an Easter tree. I want the tree all the time. I think that's partially why I get the real tree, because then it makes me take it down.
I could have had it up for, like, Halloween. It would have been like a, you know, Halloween tree.
Yeah. Black and orange ornaments, fun purple and orange lighting. Come on, Tom, what are you doing?
Well, you know, if you're going to buy a fresh tree and you have a good supply locally, one way to tell if the needles are fresh is to break them. If they break quickly, then it's dried out. But if they bend, then you're probably okay. So a little trick of the trade to make sure you're actually getting a fresh tree. I also found out that a lot of the tree farms, so to speak, even those that grow trees, they also bring in trees. And they stack them up there as if they came off the farm when they really didn't. They came from somewhere else in the country. So I feel a little disappointed when I see that.
Can't trust anybody, Tom. You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. We are here to lend a hand with all of your holiday home improvements. Coming up, are you faced with beautiful, old, but drafty windows? Well, new storm windows can help, and now they've gone high-tech with coatings that can keep the heat in. We're going to share some tips after this.
You live in a money pit.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, and if you're a professional contractor, remodeler, or custom builder, you're going to want to hear this. We have partnered with LL Flooring to launch a brand new podcast series that's designed to help improve the success of your business. It's called the Pro Files Podcast. It's presented by LL Flooring, and it's all about pros teaching pros, sharing strategies, and sharing solutions that are going to save you time, increase your profit, and improve your customer satisfaction. They'll also provide tips and ideas and resources to help you grow your business. I'm going to be talking to and profiling contractors on the show who are veterans who are looking forward to sharing tips and tricks and ideas that are specific and actionable to help make you more successful in your business. I learned a lot talking to these pros, and you're going to learn a lot, too, and enjoy the stories when you tune in. Listen and follow the Pro Files podcast presented by LL Flooring at llflooring.com/pro. That's llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods. Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti from the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast and Radio Show with tips on new products for fall home improvements.
Avoid the hassles of stripped screws with Tankbond Liquid Grip from DAP. When screws start to strip, adding just a single drop to the screw head delivers 7 times more grip instantly.
LL Flooring's Duravana Hybrid Resilient is a new category of flooring that's waterproof, durable, and extremely scratch and dent resistant. Plus, it's eco-friendly, looks like real hardwood, and is an easy DIY project to install.
Get your outdoor spaces ready for winter with battery-powered tools from Green Machine. The 16-inch chainsaw features a high-efficiency brushless motor, up to 45 minutes of runtime, and an auto-tensioning knob for optimal chain performance.
Upgrade your home heating system before winter with energy-efficient HVAC systems from LG. New LG Red technology delivers remarkable energy efficiency and comfort in even the coldest climates.
For more, follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. You guys need some help with a renovation, a repair, or maybe a decor project? Well, give us a call with your question now to 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you've held off buying battery-powered tools just because you didn't think they would work as well as gas, our giveaway today is a good example of how far this technology has come.
Yeah, we've got up for grabs this hour a fantastic chainsaw, but I'm talking about a Green Machine 62-volt brushless chainsaw with 16-inch Oregon bar and chain. It's got an easy trigger start, which I think is the best part of the entire thing because I always struggled with pull cords, but not here. It's got zero gas, so you don't have to worry about any harmful fumes, and a really powerful 62-volt lithium battery, so you're going to get a lot of runtime out of this baby. It's available exclusively at the Home Depot for $289, but we've got one going out to a lucky listener this hour.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty amazing. This saw actually serves up 45 minutes of runtime. So the way I look at this, we are more likely to run out of juice. Like, I'm more likely to get tired and run out of juice before that saw does. Because that's a lot of cutting time. I'm not talking about, like, you know, 45 minutes for the whole project. I mean, 45 minutes of actually sawing through lumber. You could have this thing out there for three hours. And not use up that battery. So if you want to be a believer and you want to win yourself a Green Machine brushless cordless chainsaw, give us a call right now with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEY-PIT or post them to moneypit.com.
All right, now we've got Anna on the line who needs some help with some door improvement. Tell us what you're working on.
Hi. Yes, I have one metal door and three fiberglass door that I got a guy to paint it. And not knowing, when I got home, he actually painted with a spray can paint. So when the heat hits the door, I can't open the door because it's sticky to the door jamb.
What a mess.
How do I repair that?
Well, you know, even though he painted it with spray paint, it should still work. I mean, it should dry. The fact that it's spray paint is not making it any more or less tacky than perhaps if you use paint out of a gallon. But the fact that it's sticking might mean that the door needs a bit of adjustment inside the opening. Are all the doors sticking?
All the doors sticking, right on the rubber of the door jamb. It's like, I think that it's a shoo-shoo can paint. Not, I'm like, you sprayed what to the door?
What kind of paint did he use?
I call it a shoo-shoo, regular can paint. Like, he went to the hardware store, got a spray can paint and sprayed it.
Well, look, what you should do now, if you've had a bad paint job, is you really have to pull that old paint off. So I would take the doors off of the hinges, lay them down horizontally, use a paint remover to pull off the paint that's there. Once you get it back down to where it was when you started, then I would prime the doors first. And I would use an oil-based primer. That's going to give you good adhesion to both the metal and the fiberglass doors. And then I would put a good top-quality finish coat on that using a semi-gloss paint. Then let them dry really well and then reinstall them.
So I, is it possible then to, this is on metal and fiberglass, to get a paint remover for this thing?
Yes, there's paint removers. The citrus-based removers are the most effective. So use the citrus-based paint removers, pull off the old paint, prime the doors, and then repaint them, and you should be good to go. Okay, Anna?
Thank you so very much again.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you have beautiful, old, but super drafty windows, you know, installing storm windows could be one of the most cost-effective solutions for plugging those energy leaks. They're really easy to install, they cost a fraction of actually replacing a window, and in fact, according to the U.S. Department of Energy, storm windows with low emissivity, low E coatings, can actually lower that utility bill just as much as if you have replaced that entire window.
Yeah, and that's because low E windows reflect infrared heat back into the home. And that improves the windows, essentially the window's insulation ability, and it lowers your heating and your cooling costs. On average, low E storm windows can save you between 12 and 33% in heating and cooling costs. You're going to get year-round savings. Plus, it's possible to install these yourself, but the most important step in the process is measuring. You want to get that right, and if you do, this is a great investment for your home.
Brian in Washington, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Last summer, I repainted the exterior of my house, and I used quite a few nails to kind of shore up some different things. I also fixed a window. And after I repainted, I used galvanized nails, but this year I already have a lot of bleeding of rust from the nails coming through. So I also did some caulking between the pieces of wood, and that seems to be peeling out already. So I was just wondering if there was something that I could, you know, go over the heads of the nails with, something quick, something that I didn't have to redo the whole side of the house.
When you did the side of the house last summer, did you prime it or did you just put the paint over the old paint?
Put lots of primer.
Lots of primer?
Yeah.
What kind of primer? Like, was it a latex primer or oil primer? What was it?
Gosh, I don't know that. I didn't buy the paint, but we put it.
But you did prime. You primed over those nail heads?
Yes, we did. Yes.
And it's coming through. Because generally, well, you say you use galvanized, so that's good. Was this cedar siding?
No. It's just conventional horizontal. Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, it seems like the nails, the galvanized coating on the nails didn't really stand up very well. But generally, the advice is this. When you finish nailing off that, you need to spot prime those nail heads. But if you're telling me you already spot primed them and the stain's coming right through, then I'm not really sure that we have any other suggestions for you. There are differences in the quality of primers. I would always recommend an oil-based primer over a latex primer when I had a stain issue to deal with because it tends to seal it in better. So that's the only additional thing you might want to try is to sand those down to the heads and then touch them up with an oil-based primer and paint them again.
All right. I guess that answers my question.
All right, Brian. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Are you feeling the holiday spirit? Well, you can show it with some door decor. We're going to share some tips to spruce up your entryway for the holidays after this.
You live in a money pit.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. It's that time of year again when family and friends gather together to celebrate the holidays. It's also a time to give thanks to Shasta County's 13,000 servicemen and women and their families. Thank you, KCNR, for supporting veterans in our community. Peace, hope, and joy to all this holiday season.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drought. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, I'm Janet McCarn, one of the owners of Orchard Nutrition Center. We are proud to be joining KCNR in sending holiday greetings and wishes to all our veterans and those currently serving our country, and to their families waiting at home. It is a huge sacrifice they make for our country, and Orchard Nutrition Center is proud to honor our veterans every day with a 10% in-store discount. Sending warm wishes from the Orchard Nutrition Center family to all our veterans today and all year long. Thank you for your service.
We're here with Mortgage Matt from Megastar Financial here in Reading. Matt, what if someone has just recently purchased a home or recently financed, like a year ago?
You know, this last year has been insane. A lot of people with the work from home phenomena, there's a lot of people moving here from metropolitan areas, which has, you know, affected the supply and demand of this market. That has really boosted the value of houses. So right now, people are looking to remodel their home or consolidate debt. They're able to do that at a lower cost with a cash out refinance than they ever have in history.
Talk about the value of using a local mortgage company and why Megastar Financial.
The nice thing about us being local is our accessibility. You mean people can meet with us in a safe way, whatever people are comfortable with. We can do an application process online on our website, or we can do an application together over the phone.
Megastar Financial, America's most trusted mortgage company, located at 920 Hilltop Drive next door to Chuck E. Cheese. Call 999-9000 or get started online at megastarreading.com. NMLS 1162668.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Call us with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post them to MoneyPit.com.
Roy recently wrote in saying, I bought a ranch-styled home built in the 60s, and I'd like to insulate the exterior walls. Is blown-in insulation a good option?
Well, it is, but first things first, you want to make sure that you're insulating the areas of your home that are subject to the most heat loss before you even think about the walls. So if you don't already have between, I'd say, 18 and 22 inches of insulation in the ceilings of your home, the ceiling between the house and the attic, that's where you start. So you beef up the ceiling insulation first, then you do the floor insulation. If you have exposed floors, like if your floor is over a crawl space or a basement, put in floor insulation there, and then you can use cellulose blown-in insulation for the walls. But do it in the right priority. You could make those walls nice and tight, but if you're losing a lot of heat overhead, it's not going to make any difference whatsoever.
Yeah, I mean, you got to think about the roof of the house is like a hat. So anything you do in the attic is just putting on a better hat.
Well, the holiday season is here, and it is time to deck the halls. But whether you plan to go all out with a light display that can be seen from Mars or not, starting your holiday decor at the front door is a great first step. Leslie's got some simple ideas for a memorable and festive entryway in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, take it away.
Yeah, you know what? Any day now, or perhaps everybody around you has already done this, but you're going to notice that houses are becoming decked out with lights, garland, inflatable decorations. But there are actually plenty of other ways to make a splash in small but effective ways, starting with your front door. Now, you can never go wrong with an evergreen Christmas wreath or a swag. They're definitely holiday classics. They look great as is, but they also leave you some room to put on a personal or a playful holiday touch. You can use sleigh bells. You can pick out a theme for this year. Is it reindeer? Is it pink ornaments? Whatever it is that you're feeling is kind of the trend, silver sparkly snowflakes, whatever you like, you can use that to decorate the swags, the garlands, the wreaths. And it kind of keeps the cost down because I feel like every time you pick up a wreath that has a couple of decorative balls thrown on it, it's like three times as much as the plain wreath. So definitely go ahead, scour the sale aisles at the crafting store, and you can find some really cool things to decorate your custom garlands for the house or any ornament that doesn't make its way to the tree. As long as it's not an heirloom, why not use that? Now, definitely think about it. There's no rules. It doesn't have to seem, you know, exactly traditional holiday. If you love the ocean or you live somewhere by the sea, you can use shells, make an ornament of shells. If you're loving of nature and animals, you can use a set of antlers and hang a ribbon off of that or put an evergreen bough off of that as well. All of that can definitely give that holiday feel and that sort of whimsical touch that still reads holiday without being what you traditionally think of as holiday decor. Whatever your approach, guys, don't go ahead and just throw a nail right it smack into that front door, because it's going to be not the best thing, especially if you don't get it in the right spot to begin with. So look at door hangers, or maybe hang that wreath from the knocker if you've got one. You can also place a hook at the top of the door and then extend a clear fishing line and the wreath from it. Now, once you go inside, the foyer, the entryway, these are really great canvases as well to showcase your holiday fun. Again, you can stay classic with garland and lights. You can be seasonal with pine cones or snowflakes, or pick a theme. Beachy, woodland, nutcracker, whatever it is, that can be your holiday decor for this year. So go with it. Have some fun.
Great ideas. We'd love to see all those decked out doors. So post photos of your finished project at facebook.com/themoneypit. Coming up next time on the program, bathtubs can last a lifetime, but their finishes, not so much. If your bathtub finishes warm, you don't have to get rid of the entire tub. We're going to share much less expensive solutions for quick spruce-ups on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today, or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Six.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. After hearing arguments this week on the Mississippi abortion law, National Review correspondent Jim Garrity is predicting the Supreme Court will support some new restrictions.
I'm pretty sure it's going to, you know, the laws will change, and I think it is likely that Roe will either be overturned or reinterpreted in a way that allows states to enact greater restrictions on abortion.
Garrity was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. CNN gave a pink slip Saturday to embattled evening host Chris Cuomo after details emerged about how he assisted his brother, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, as the politician faced sexual harassment allegations earlier this year. The network suspended Cuomo earlier in the week to investigate his involvement with his brother's defense. And even with the firing, CNN says it will continue to investigate Cuomo's conduct as appropriate. Ohio Republican Senate candidate Bernie Moreno rolled out a new campaign ad comparing President Biden to former President Jimmy Carter, pointing to issues like inflation and higher gas prices.
The Senate candidate also raises other issues like immigration and the border and taxes, mirroring much of the national Republican messaging on those issues. Moreno is one of a number of candidates running in Ohio's Republican Senate primary with the hopes of replacing outgoing Senator Rob Portman. The field includes Moreno, former Ohio GOP chair Jane Timken, former Ohio State Treasurer Josh Mandel, author and venture capitalist J.D. Vance, investment banker Mike Gibbons, and State Senator Matt Dolan. There's not been much polling yet in the primary, but Mandel appears to be the early front runner. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The parents of a 15-year-old suspect in the fatal shooting of four students at a Michigan high school have entered not guilty pleas to involuntary manslaughter. The couple entered their pleas hours after they were arrested while hiding in a commercial building in Detroit. They were each given a $500,000 bond. News and analysis at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
Outgoing German Chancellor Angela Merkel makes a final appeal for people to get vaccinated as cases soar.
In what is expected to be her last weekly video message before leaving office next week, Merkel encourages those unvaccinated to get their shots as the country's infection rates are rising and emphasizes that every vaccination helps. This comes 2 days after federal and state leaders decided on a series of measures meant to break this recent surge. The number of fully vaccinated Germans is just short of the government's aim of a minimum 75% vaccination rate and has been blamed as a key factor for the rising numbers. I'm Naomi Shannon.
About 500 supporters of a Venezuelan gubernatorial opposition candidate who was retroactively disqualified as the vote count showed him ahead in the home state of the late President Hugo Chavez protested Saturday against a decision that has become emblematic of what opponents say are unfair election conditions. More at townhall.com. Water problems for the Navy.
Honolulu's water utility shutting down one of its wells so it doesn't pull petroleum from an underground aquifer it shares with the Navy. The move comes as the Navy grapples with a continuing crisis over fuel contaminating its tap water at Pearl Harbor. Military households have complained about their water smelling like fuel and physical ailments like stomach cramps and vomiting. That aquifer is near a huge World War II-era underground fuel tank complex that has been the source of multiple fuel leaks over the years. Jason Walker reporting.
A shooting along Elvis Presley Boulevard in Memphis Friday night left two teenagers, ages 15 and 16, dead, a 16-year-old female and a 9-month-old baby injured. Police say the car was in a gas station when another car pulled up and fired in their direction. More news at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
News Radio Studios in New York City, giving you opinions and facts with a positive approach. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. Senator Ron Johnson is standing by. We'll get right to it. We're watching now the Supreme Court on the steps, protests on both sides, pro-life, pro-choice, as they will begin debating this case. They could actually have the future of Roe v. Wade. Maybe no longer being federal law could now be to the states. And it's all about whether an infant is viable or whether a fetus is viable at 15 weeks or not. So we'll debate that going back and forth, and the audio arguments will be available. Obviously, no cameras in the court, but you'll be able to hear the debates live. And keep in mind, many people point to the fact that 6-3, more conservative judges than not. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
CNN brought this on themselves. CNN allowed Chris Cuomo, as a working journalist, to cover his brother, despite the manifest conflict of interest. Some of Chris Cuomo's statements about the extent of his involvement were misleading at best and lies at worst. So, I mean, they never should have been in this position in the first place.
It's true. Bill McGurn of the Wall Street Journal on special report last night. Chris Cuomo suspended, not for helping his brother, but for lying about it. Did CNN do the right thing? And should he stay on Sirius Radio?
Number two.
How long does inflation have to run above your target before the Fed decides maybe it's not so transitory?
I think the word transitory has different meanings to different people. I think it's probably a good time to retire that word and try to explain more clearly what we mean.
What you mean is, it's going to be in and out quick, or is it going to be around a long time, Jerome Powell? Market walloped, inflation digs in, gas prices rise, Biden spends. No wonder his political fortunes and our economy are in critical condition.
Number one.
If you have a negative test, if you're vaccinated, what conceivable justification is there for even considering such a grave deprivation of liberty as forcing you for 7 days to lose the core freedom of movement over a virus that we're told there's an effective vaccine for?
True. All true. Glenn Greenwald, who lives in Brazil but would like to come back here once in a while and not have to quarantine for 7 days. Omicron. It looks like the most overhyped, irresponsible reaction to a transparent, responsible South African medical report ever. Restrictions rolling in. Left-wing states taking more control. What gives me hope? The courts are standing up for the takeover, to stop the takeover, and red states are standing strong. We will review. So, to give you an idea of what is happening, let's go to our guest, Senator Ron Johnson. Senator, first off, are you heartened by the fact that three mandates have been stayed by courts as they move up the wire by the president's executive action?
Good morning, Brian, and yes, I am. But until they're completely eliminated, I'm not going to rest. People need to first understand how idiotic and how pointless the mandates are. If the vaccine were 100% effective, you could maybe see some justification, but unfortunately, they're not. People can get infected. They can transmit. So what is the purpose of such divisive and life-altering mandates that are harming our healthcare system, our military readiness, you know, harming all kinds of areas of our economy? They are just incredibly stupid. They make no sense. So I'm glad the courts are stepping in, but we need to quash them out throughout society.
And what they're doing, Senator, and here's what the judge said, one of the things they said in the written response and explaining on their decision to stay the order, says this: there's no question that mandating a vaccine to 10.3 million healthcare workers is something that should have been done by Congress, not a government agency. It's not clear that even an act of Congress mandating a vaccine would be constitutional. So even if you guys approved it in Congress, these executive actions that the president promised not to take should not be in place to begin with. It has created more division than even the 2020 and 2000 election, I think, in this country.
And I would also argue whether we, Congress or anybody, should be allowed to mandate a vaccine that's not fully approved. And when I say fully approved, I mean something that's gone through the phase two, phase three observational trials that take time. You know, nobody can tell you that this vaccine is perfectly safe long term because we just haven't had time to observe it. So this is a grand experiment. I'm very pro-vaccine. I was for Operation Warp Speed. I'm the champion of right to try. I think certainly vulnerable populations, the elderly, people immune compromised, certainly should have the right to access this experimental vaccine, but to mandate it, to force this on anybody, particularly when, you know, because I've talked to the vaccine injured, vaccine injuries are real. The VAERS system today, the latest report, over 19,000 deaths worldwide associated with these three vaccines, over 900,000 adverse events, and the CDC, the FDA, is just looking the other way. They're going, what me worry? What's there to look at here? I would be concerned if I were them. I'm certainly concerned being me.
And we just real quick, what do they tell you about the Omicron variant? It looks benign. I mean, mild symptoms, mostly people under 40, and South Africa comes clean on it, and they get rewarded by being banned from traveling by almost all in all Western nations and the U.S.?
Well, there's a concept called the Mueller's Ratchet, and as viruses evolve, they become more contagious because they want to replicate, but they also become less lethal because killing your host doesn't help you replicate very well. So, again, that's sort of the general tendency of viruses. So why would we expect anything different with the coronavirus except for you want to create a state of fear to keep us in the state of fear to maintain the controls, and that's what you're seeing here in the United States. I mean, by the way, Fauci did the exact same thing with AIDS. He overhyped it. He created all kinds of fear, saying it could affect the entire population when it couldn't. And he's using the exact same playbook for COVID, ignoring therapy, pushing a vaccine. The solution to this, I've always felt, was early treatment. We still haven't robustly explored that, and that's a travesty.
And I want to move on to the Supreme Court case, but last question on that. When Anthony Fauci, who clearly has got the Republicans seem to have gotten under his skin by asking questions, he says when you question him, you're really questioning science. And then he came back at Ted Cruz and said, what happened January 6th, Senator? What does that tell you about the doctor?
He's arrogant, and he's trying to cover up for the fact that he did finance the dangerous, whether you call it gain of function or whatever, the dangerous research into altering genes. And then he stupidly shared it with the Chinese government. Now, again, he's got a lot to answer for. He's not answering for it. We're going to continue to press him for that. I'm trying to get access to his emails that were redacted under FOIA requests. We're trying to get access to those. We're getting him in dribs and drabs right now. But the American public deserve the truth of exactly what Fauci did.
So today, the Supreme Court begins hearings on this Mississippi case and about abortion at 15 weeks. Is that something that should be viable as we revisit Roe v. Wade? Here's what Senator Jeanine Shaheen said, a warning to the Supreme Court, it sounds like. Cut 30.
I think if you want to see a revolution, go ahead, outlaw Roe v. Wade and see what the response is of the public, particularly young people.
Are you worried after hearing that?
Well, I'm always concerned when you have Democrats threatening to do something with the Supreme Court, to alter it, to add justices to it. But I think the Supreme Court, this is what they should be doing. Roe versus Wade did not solve the abortion issue. It's just created this divisive issue that's been with us and lingered now for decades. I've always felt the better solution is state by state, using a Democrat process, determining at what point in time should we protect life. I understand there's a wide variety of differences, and people can, you know, have differences of opinion in terms of when you believe life begins, when you believe life should be protected. But at some point in time, I think it's reasonable for the Democratic process to come together on a state-by-state basis and determine, at least for our state, for our citizens, we're going to start protecting life. At this point, Mississippi said 15 weeks. That's almost 4 months to start protecting life. And you take a look at what a little baby looks at the age of 15 months. And again, I think people would be pretty hard pressed if they really considered this, if they really understood what we're doing those little babies. They just might be a little bit more supportive of those types of protections.
So if you look at it, if you poll the American public, if I'm to believe the polls, and we're all questionable about that, questioning that, the majority of the public wants Roe v. Wade to stay in place. But also, when it comes to the viability of a fetus at 15 weeks, it is very close on whether people think you should have an abortion at that time. Technology has brought us here. Don't you think it is rational to at least bring this case forward, not radical as being portrayed?
Well, again, I think when they say, you know, maintain Roe v. Wade, I mean, every element of it, I think probably that poll reflects that they believe that early in the life cycle, women should have the right to choose. Okay, that's what some people believe. And I respect the differences there. But at some point in time, we do need to protect life. And I think that should really be the debate as opposed to any kind of absolute ruling. And right now it's been a pretty absolute ruling by the Supreme Court, I think they should revisit it. I'm supportive of them taking a look at this.
John Yoo, the former Deputy Assistant Attorney General, was on last night on Fox News at night and said this about how this could turn out. But again, we're going to hear arguments, the audio, live, cut 32.
It's not really going to be about whether this Mississippi law, which bans abortion after 15 weeks, is consistent with the Roe framework. I don't think it's possible to harmonize the two. You got to pick one or the other. The only reason Roe would survive to Kavanaugh or other justices like the Chief Justice is because they want to respect and maintain former precedent, even when they think it's wrong.
Your thoughts? Yeah, you're a fellow conservative, and those are conservative justices he's talking about.
Well, I think, you know, there are certainly some pretty bad Supreme Court decisions that we're glad were overturned, and the Supreme Court didn't support precedent. Again, I don't think if the Supreme Court rules in favor of Mississippi that abortion goes away. But that's not what's going to happen. I know that's the fear tactic used by the left. What would happen is each state would start deciding for themselves at what point are we going to protect life. I mean, some may not protect it at all and allow the horrific partial birth abortions. But I think many states would be very reasonable and say, well, at what point is a baby viable outside the womb? You know, maybe that's, you know, a lot of times the bills we're talking about is in 20 week time frame, where babies who are, you know, born early can survive. That's the debate we should have democratically through votes, as opposed to having 9 unelected justices decide this for all society. And they didn't really solve the problem, did they? This has been a divisive issue since Roe v. Wade was decided. Again, I think it's time to reexamine it.
So, Senator Ron Johnson, I talked to Tony Bobulinski, and he mentioned he had great conversations with you, turned over a lot of information, but then you guys lost the majority, and your investigation stopped. What John Durham is doing has been fascinating, because he even forced the Washington Post, who did it on their own, to change their headline and change a story from back in 2017, because they can no longer verify the source of the Steele report. They can't verify Davinsky. They couldn't verify the Belarusian source that gave this information, this sensationalistic information that was untrue about then businessman Donald Trump. And then they had this guy Davinsky was the guy who was indicted, the Russian who was indicted from the Brookings Institute for lying to the FBI. And now you have a situation where this information on Trump that really fed the whole Trump is in bed with Russia narrative was from Chuck Dolan Jr., longtime Clinton operative with deep connections to Russia. And to the point where Washington Post says that story we wrote was wrong and we're changing it online and in the archives and they were transparent about it. You were all over this investigation and the Russia investigation as well as what Hunter Biden was up to. What are your thoughts about where this is going?
Well, first of all, the Washington Post was very quiet about their correction, weren't they? And so is the rest of the news media. This should be headline news. Now that we actually found out what happened in terms of Russian collusion, it wasn't with the Trump campaign. It was with the Hillary Clinton campaign. I mean, if you read John Durham's indictments, it just lays out, particularly the Michael Sussman one, exactly how involved the Hillary Clinton campaign and her operatives were involved in creating this Russian hoax. This the most destructive political trick in U.S. political history. And who's going to be held to account on it? You know, right now, the only sense has been with Kevin Kleinsmith, and there's a slap in the hand for altering a document to the FISA court to trample on Americans' rights. I mean, it's been a slap on the hand. And unfortunately, political dirty tricks to this extent, these damaging, maybe not a crime. And so what I'm suggesting, and I've called for this in op-eds, is John Durham has to reveal everything he's learned, whether he indicts people or not. And Merrick Garland has to release us. We need to know who is the ringleader here, who is the mastermind of this destructive political dirty trick that put plunged our body politic into such turmoil for 4 years, and it hasn't ended yet.
Cost us billions.
I would argue that turmoil culminated in January 6th.
And you know, you're not going to believe it. I know that Vladimir Putin's Russia was doing stuff on Facebook and social media to try to manipulate the elections. But if it is that, and all these things keep falling apart, do you realize that Vladimir Putin might have been telling the truth to President Trump when he said, I really had nothing to do with everything they said I had everything to do with behind the scenes? Do you realize Vladimir Putin might have been telling the truth to Trump?
No, that's entirely possible, but I've been saying for years that the complicity of the Democrat Party, but the complicity of the media and the social media, they had far greater interference, far greater influence in terms of our election than anything Russia or China could ever hope to achieve. So they are complicit in this. I mean, they're the ones that hand-selected Joe Biden, the Democrat Party primary, and then they made him president. They made a candidate who's probably too old for the job, you know, enfeebled, campaigning from his basement. They made that man president. Now they're going to cover up for him. They cover up for him at the border. They walk away from Afghanistan. They're actually buying his explanations on inflation. No, the media is complicit in what the Democrat Party and the radical left is doing to this country, and America has to wake up, as Mark Levin says, to the urgency of this moment.
Senator Ron Johnson, thanks so much. Hope you decide to run for your election again. You make that decision?
We'll be making it soon, but I appreciate the encouragement.
Back in a moment.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers, hear it first, only on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Right now, I'm getting bombarded with TV ads, postcards, and emails about Medicare Advantage programs, saying what I may be eligible for and what might be available. Sure, everyone wants better coverage, but don't tell me everything there is to know. Tell me what I need to know. EasyMedicare.com does just that. They cut through the confusion and give me simple, easy answers. Which plans let me keep my doctor, cover my prescriptions, and are accepted at my pharmacy? No guesswork, just answers.
Go to EasyMedicare.com. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Medicare.com. Or call 1-888-486-1662 to talk to a licensed insurance agent. But do it now. You've only got through December 7th. EasyMedicare.com. We make choosing a Medicare plan easy. 1-888-486-1662.
EasyMedicare.com is owned and operated by eTelcord Insurance Inc., a duly licensed insurance agent. Neither eTelcord Insurance Inc. nor EasyMedicare.com is connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. In California, Florida, and New Mexico, we operate as eTelcord Insurance Inc.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market all-time highs every day. U.S. debt never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Some good Samaritans who helped carry a runner across the finish line in the New York City Marathon makes today's Dean's List. The video shows a man in a black tank top that appears to stumble after nearly completing the incredibly difficult 26.2-mile race. All of a sudden, two men each grabbed the arm of the runner and lifted him up as they all walked towards the finish line. This while many others ran around them. Meanwhile, another man in the video walks behind to make sure the runner doesn't fall back. You can hear in the background the crowd roaring with excitement as the strangers helped each other finish the race. Social media loved the moment with comments like, "I was there. We saw this and cried. It was extraordinary." The New York City Marathon celebrated its 50th anniversary, drawing over 30,000 athletes from across the world. Congratulations to everyone who ran the race and to the strangers who went out of their way to help. You made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind, 1962.
Roger, the clock is operating. We're underway. A little bumpy along about here. Roger, 0G, and I feel fine. Capsule is turning around.
Let me ask you one simple question. Do you, Ambassador Zorin, deny that the USSR has placed and is placing medium and intermediate range missiles and sites in Cuba? Yes or no? Don't wait for the translation, yes or no.
I am not in an American courtroom, sir, and therefore I do not wish to answer a question that is put to me in the fashion in which prosecutor does. In due course, sir, you will have your reply.
I'm prepared to wait for my answer until hell freezes over, if that's your decision.
You don't have Nixon to kick around anymore.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra kicking off open enrollment season this week. He was in Sacramento, California for the start of Covered California, the nation's largest state-run health insurance marketplace.
We have a president of the United States who repeated what he said before as candidate and now as president, and that is that health care in America should be a right, not a privilege. And in California, we take that very seriously. And Covered California is one of the ways we make it a reality. And so thank God we have a president who recognizes that every American should have access to quality health care, so that if your child gets sick and you have to go to the hospital, the other part of your brain isn't thinking, am I going to go bankrupt now if I do this?
More than 12.2 million people are enrolled in state and federal marketplaces across the country. This includes 1.6 million in California. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I tried to be there for my brother. I'm not an advisor. I'm a brother. I wasn't in control of anything. My position has never changed. I never misled anyone about the information I was delivering or not delivering on this program. I never attacked nor encouraged anyone to attack any woman who came forward. I never made calls to the press about my brother's situation.
Well, the problem is that was August 16th. It wasn't yesterday. And when the things came out and all the transcripts came out from the testimony in front of Letitia James, the Attorney General of New York, who wants to be the next governor of New York, it said a different story. He was seeking opposition research. He was calling other reporters about his brother. He was, in many cases, leading the charge more than an advisor, it seems. I am not for anybody losing their career. I think it's just been too much of it. I'm not going to sit here in judgment of anyone. But what I think is so true is this was easily solvable. All you have to do is say, I'm going to leave for 3 months and handle my brother's situation because I know him, and I'm a lawyer, and I think I'm better than his entire staff. And I think I understand the business better. And if he did that, his job would have been back. I'm sure everyone would have waited for him. But I think it's the deceptive nature. But I guarantee you he'll still be on Sirius. I don't think Sirius is going to let him go. Right? I mean, so he'll still have a show at noon. And it's right now it's just a suspended. Remember, Jeffrey Toobin beat his suspension, so to speak.
Turn your someday into today. The Shasta College spring semester begins January 19th, and now's the time to register for classes. First-time, full-time students, get your first 2 years tuition-free. At Shasta College, we'll teach you the skills, give you the knowledge, and provide the training you need to unlock your potential. Reskill, upskill, or get transfer-ready at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/apply.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Happy holidays from Reading Electric Utility, your community-owned electric utility for 100 years. On behalf of all REU employees, we are wishing you a safe and happy holiday season. Please remember holiday safety starts with you. Never overload an extension cord or electrical circuit. Make sure extension cords and lights are rated for outdoor use. And remember never to expose electrical outlets or connections to rain. Reading Electric Utility has been honored to serve you in 2021 and wishes you and your family a happy and healthy new year.
for your friendly old change.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. You don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park and our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to take this moment to thank our veterans and those currently enlisted in the military for their service. Since 2006, Reading Kia has set out to be the premier automobile dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2022 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive the 2022 Kia Sorento today. Reading Kia, home of the 20-year, 200,000 limited-mile powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Radio show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
How do we finally put an end to this pandemic? How do we save lives and get business back to normal so everybody can put dinner on the table? Simple. The federal government needs to require vaccines, including booster shots, for everyone in America by, say, January 1st. There are still some things that need to be done at a national level, and this is one of them. But as we brace for another wave of new deaths from a virus that has killed more Americans than World War II or even the Civil War, it's time to admit that our government has lost the ability or the will to make our people do the right thing. The government must require vaccinations, not of this group or that group, not company by company, not cruise ship by airline or governor by governor. The buck stops at the White House.
Jim Cramer says we should have a nationwide mandate and just maybe just make people stay home, he goes on to say, and not do anything until this whole pandemic's over. Rich Lowry, that sounds like a great idea, doesn't it?
Well, there's one crucial part of the argument missing. What is the constitutional authority for the federal government to impose such a mandate? There is none, which is why Biden had to go this ridiculous route of pretending OSHA can do it, which it can't, obviously doesn't have the authority, is blocked in the courts, and ultimately is struck down by the courts. So this is just a fantasy. I know that rant got a lot of attention, but the government can only do things it lawfully is capable of doing, and this is not one of them.
Well, they are. By the way, have you ever seen any overreaction like this? This isn't even a Delta variant. I know that, you know what was scary? Seeing those shots from India with the Delta variant. They didn't have enough refrigerated trucks, bodies piling up in the streets, hospitals mm-hmm. bursting at the seams. I get it. But this is happening in Africa. There are two deaths, may or may not have been related to this, and the variant is easy to spread, but not more lethal. So now we're going to start some different restrictions and have travel bans from eight separate countries?
Yeah. I mean, we just don't know how serious it will be. You know, you look at the history of these variants that have popped up. A lot of them have just popped up, been a cause of concern in the press for a day or two, and totally disappeared. Now, Delta, as you point out, was different. It ended up being a big deal. But that's a big question with this new variant. Is it really going to be able to outcompete Delta? No other variant has been able to. So, like, my take on this, Brian, is unless you have some underlying health condition or a compelling reason not to, you know, get vaccinated, get boosted, exercise whatever personal precaution you deem appropriate, and then let's get on with our national life. I mean, that just seems the obvious answer to me.
Well, it does, but we're not getting that. And we're getting maybe some restrictions coming down that if you're traveling internationally, which a lot of people, it's a business to get on an airline, to rent a car, to get a hotel. There's a lot of people who want to start making money off the French and the British and the Hugo and the Czech Republic and the Greeks. They want to start coming here again. But now we're going to say get tested before, get tested after, and maybe you have to isolate for 7 more days. Who's got that kind of time? Who would do that?
Yeah, no, I mean, it just makes travel functionally impossible. So, I mean, if this thing is really the variant of all variants, all that's justified, but we have no indication of that, one. And two, these travel bans, you know, I supported the China travel ban when Trump did it, the Europe travel ban after that, but they only buy you some time. I mean, it's not as though this thing is just in South Africa. There are already indications it was in Holland or the Netherlands that had a couple of cases before even South Africa had identified it. So it's probably already here.
And I don't see this as a panic. I see the numbers and cases going down across the country, but already the governor here, who is without the arrogance but is more to the left than the previous governor, has already said it's a state of emergency, no more elective surgeries. I mean, this to me is where the rubber hits the road, and I think the Democrats are going to pay a political price for this, or have they already?
Yeah, I think that is clearly played into the wave we saw in November. And, yeah, to declare a state of emergency and to suspend elective surgeries, now maybe they're elective, so you say, okay, you know, people don't necessarily need them. But those sort of suspensions had a real effect during the lockdowns. And there's just no reason for it. You know, if New York, again, is at the edge the way it was at the beginning of the pandemic of overtopping its hospitals, yeah, okay, then you take radical measures like that. But don't do it based on a couple headlines.
Here is the other thing we've been talking about is the economy. Inflation is going high. Jerome Powell made it clear it's going to stick around for a while. He wants to shelve the term that he gave us. And now we understand that we can't get people off the couch. 4 million people quit last month. There are some good signs in the economy, no doubt about it. But inflation is not outstripping wage gains. So with inflation high and the country upset, here's what Jen Psaki said aboard Air Force One yesterday, Cut 15.
The president is using every weapon in his arsenal to fight inflation. What are the Republicans putting forward? They're screaming from a bullhorn. They're tweeting about it. They have absolutely no plan.
So is it up to Republicans?
Well, at least they're finally, you know, acknowledging it's a problem and saying that they have a plan to deal with it. I think Republicans do have a general approach, which is to deregulate and to stoke supply. You know, look at the oil and gas market, a huge driver of inflation that's hitting everyone's pocketbooks every single day, every time they go to the pump. Why would we go out of our way to make that more expensive? Why wouldn't we just massively increase as much as we can domestic supply? Biden has the exact opposite approach. Why would we spend this massive amount of money on Build Back Better that has provisions that will probably drastically increase the cost of child care? Why? Just don't do it. That's a plan. And let's deregulate the ports and make sure that they're up to world standards and efficient and productive as ports around the world. That's part of a plan. So that just strikes me as ridiculous.
Looking at 2022, Dr. Oz is now in the fray. Herschel Walker is now in the fray. You know, they can't lose any of these crucial races. You can't lose the seat and you got to gain a seat. So if looking at these races, breaking it down, in New Hampshire, the seat's open. They had a good candidate, but the governor wants to stay governor, Sununu, Chris Sununu. Now in the Georgia, I think that Doug Collins would have been the best candidate last time. He doesn't want to do it now, so Herschel Walker's there. And now you have Dr. Oz trying to keep Pat Toomey's seat. First off, what do you think about Dr. Oz entering the fray? I know he's intelligent, telegenic. I know he understands what he's getting into. But do you believe that he's the best candidate for Republicans?
Totally remains to be seen. You know, these celebrities who get in, you know, they have the advantage of high name ID, advantages of having been in the public square and knowing how to kind of conduct themselves in public. But there's a lot more to being a successful candidate, including what your views on the issues are, how you can talk about them, how you can defend them, whether they just have the sheer endurance to be out there, you know, 18 hours a day, mixing in the public and sometimes getting insulted, getting stuff thrown at you that you don't necessarily haven't thought a lot about. So it's not easy. So the proof is in the pudding. You know, Herschel Walker, I would say the same thing. He's just a superstar, right? I mean, just a superstar in Georgia. He's clear of the primary field, but candidate quality will matter. And people around him tell me, you know, he's very serious at doing this and at studying up and being ready to go when the rubber really hits the road in that race. But celebrity candidates are always a mixed bag. You know, you get some that you know, you discount, at least I discount it, like Donald Trump, who turned out to have an incredible political skill. You have others who are total fizzles.
Yeah, I predict I'm more optimistic about Dr. Oz, even though I love Herschel as a person, but I'm more optimistic about Dr. Oz. Here's his announcement yesterday, cut six.
So let me talk about COVID for a second, because as a physician, I really spent a lot of time trying to understand what went wrong. And the mistakes are emblematic of other issues that we're struggling with in our great country. Remember the phrase 2 weeks to flatten the curve, right? That metastasized into this incredible authoritarianism, overreaching, that did not necessarily make us safer. People with yards, big yards, told people with no yards to stay indoors. That's where the virus was. Remember they closed the parks, they shamed people about beaches, right? And now they're threatening the same overreach for the Omicron as you were just talking about. I think those choices should be yours, the American people's.
It also helps to be a doctor in this and to be very familiar with the give and take, right?
That was a pretty powerful statement. I mean, that was compellingly said. So
off the cuff, not read. Yeah, I think Dr. Oz is very strong and very surprised me. Sean Parnell obviously had the divorce issues, but another guy, strong patriot, thought he had a legitimate shot, but he's now out, leaving that field open. Another guy, I think McCormick, a rich guy, self-made, a multimillionaire, might be looking to get in there too. So he's got connections to the Trump team, so we'll see how that goes. Rich, can't thank you enough. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Brian.
You got all it. Rich Lowry, National Review, 1-866-408-7669. When we come back, we're going to continue to cover the dissertations and the audio as we get it from the Supreme Court as everything gets underway there. Remember, audio, no video, and we'll be taking your calls. And if you're at work, you can't write me, or at school, just can only listen, BrianKilmeade.com. Just click on comments, and it'll go right to my email, Brian Kilmeade Show.
Expanding your knowledge base, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Yeah, If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market, all-time highs every day. U.S. debt, never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
Why is the oven still going? Hi, this is Dinesh.
Dinesh's bakery just landed a sweet catering contract.
40 dozen fritters? Friday at 5 a.m.?
He needs an event planner to help him rise to the occasion.
Oh, every Friday at 5 a.m. Not a problem.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Your power-chewing dog runs through toys like they're going out of style. That's because weak toys aren't their style. They need something tougher. Your monthly subscription from Bully Make is packed with ultra-durable toys and healthy treats made here in the USA. Tested by tough chewers and delivered every 30 days. All backed with a satisfaction and durability guarantee. Try your first box at 40% off. Go to BullyMake.com/radio now.
Bully Make! Tougher toys for tougher play.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. There's so many things we buy that we never seem to use and are just not a worthwhile purchase in the long run. You might want to think twice before making money mistakes like purchasing online subscriptions. Track the ones you have and actually use and ditch the others. And many times getting extended warranties costs more than they're worth. And you might want to rethink having expensive exercise equipment. If you want a new stationary bike, you might consider buying one used. And how about that costly gym membership? Or buying over-the-top camping or specialized sports equipment. Do you really need them? And snapping up baby care stuff. New parents might want to talk with veteran moms or dads who will tell you which items they loved and used and which never left the box. And you might love appliances and kitchenware, but don't be suckered into buying single-use appliances that look promising on TV infomercials but might wind up only taking up counter space. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Penn Badgley and Victoria Pedretti of the hit Netflix thriller You, which returns October 15th with a new season set in the suburbs.
I think being in like marriage and parenthood, they both have the responsibility to take care of others more. You know, just it's thrust on them more. I mean, ideally in a relationship, you are taking, you know, your significant other into consideration, but you're not fully thrust into it the same way when you like have a family.
While we know murder, obsession, and secrecy will follow, watching the killer couple in suburbia also has its moments.
I loved when they, I guess this is not much of a spoiler, they like show to a birthday party really early.
And three seasons in, Badgley shares his way of escaping the intensity of revisiting Joe.
Two tools that I use all the time, like in my trailer and when I'm at home, and prayer and meditation is really invaluable with a very invisible task like acting and inhabiting someone like Joe.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
Listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Some folks have raised worries that this could be a sign of persistent inflation. Our experts believe, and the data shows, that most of the price increases we've seen were expected and are expected to be temporary.
Yeah, how'd that go? Not temporary, and it was wrong. Again, wrong. You could say my economic experts, but they are wrong. They were wrong then. Jerome Powell was the Fed then. I'm not capable of running the Fed. I'm not going to give you macroeconomic advice, but I do know when things are wrong and we're being told the wrong thing, and that $1.9 trillion right after we gave $800 billion in December, the $1.9 trillion was pure agenda. It wasn't in our best interest. We have yet to recover from it yet, and that's why I thought it was important to bring that up. So here's what Jerome Powell said after that. This is what he said. That was back in July. The president said that. Don't worry about it. This inflation is temporary. We know it's only gone up. So here's what Jerome Powell said yesterday that caused the markets to crater. The questioner was Pat Toomey, Cut 12.
How long does inflation have to run above your target before the Fed decides maybe it's not so transitory?
I think the word transitory has different meanings to different people. I think it's probably a good time to retire that word and try to explain more clearly what we mean.
Okay, let's retire the word. But by the way, I understand the word. It just means it's not leaving quickly. What Janet Yellen said is going to be with us through the spring. Jerome Powell didn't even say that. I just wonder what he had to do to keep that job. Cut 11.
The recent rise in COVID-19 cases and the emergence of the Omicron variant pose downside risks to the employment and economic activity and increased uncertainty for inflation. We're going to see this disease being around probably for a long time. I think the economic effects over time will diminish.
We need a leader that's going to say this is how you live with it as opposed to this is how you run from it. And by the way, I think his stats are wrong. The COVID patients are not going up in this country. They're just worried about this variant coming here and what it might do to it. So new cases down 2% over the last 14 days. In the last, I believe the last 1 week, it's down about 8%. Deaths are down 16%. So deaths are under 1,000. They're 893 in a country of 350 million people. And who knows how many had underlying conditions. The problem right now is New Mexico and Michigan. The least problems are Tennessee, Alabama, and this place called Florida. They have the lowest number of cases. And when this variant comes to town, we'll see what happens. But looking at what it's doing in other places, it's not a big deal. It's in about 9 different countries. It's not seen in the U.S. Even if it comes here, you have minor symptoms. I think one of the bigger story is, what was all these breakthrough cases? Is there anything, we're seeing some similarities here where some people, like me, when I could get the vaccine, I took it. I have shaken thousands of hands. I've been at 14, maybe 16 events over the last 3 weeks. Since 16 events. And then I wouldn't do these live events where there's 1,000 people. And I think I'm shaking everybody's hand, arm on their shoulder, taking a picture. I'm not even acknowledging this. I got vaccinated. Why didn't get it. I never got it when it before the vaccine. I never got it with the vaccine. And I know people that have had breakthroughs twice with the vaccine. Why aren't we ever studying what's causing the breakthrough? Love to see that, because it's affecting everything we do. And I just think about, well, now we're going to have these states start locking down again, start making mandatory tests again. I'm just so happy with these courts and Donald Trump who put these judges in place, not to go by his agenda, but going by the law and noticing when it comes to forcing contractors who deal with the federal government, you cannot mandate they get the vaccine. When it comes to medical workers that work for Medicaid and Medicare, you cannot mandate they get the vaccine. When it comes to OSHA pressing down as a governing body over private companies with 100 employees or more, you can't mandate that they get the vaccine. Courts have stayed all three of these decisions. My fingers are crossed they're going to continue to win this, and the president's going to realize what he said originally matters, and that is, I can't force the American people to do that. We don't do that in this country. The other big story that came yesterday, and I think it's all related, is what happened with Governor Cuomo. Now, Governor Cuomo is no longer governor because there's been about 11 accusers who have come forward and said he's been sexually harassing them. All different places, all different reasons. They don't know each other for the most part. It's all different incidents. And you factor that with using governor employees to write his memoir that got him $5 million and them nothing. And the nursing home deaths, a series of controversies has him from the hero of the Democrats to the disgrace of the Democrats. But along the way, he took down his brother, who is a lawyer, and went out of his way to help him. So he lied on camera. That's his issue. Said he was just a minor advisor because it's his brother. He said, I didn't report on my brother because it's my brother. The problem is that he was talking to his brother during the whole pandemic. He stopped when he got embroiled in controversy. That is it. And then didn't tell the truth about the role he's playing, which got everyone at CNN upset. But I think this is the key moment. And it is when one of the accusers came forward, when it became clear that Cuomo went out of his way to get background and maybe bad information on accusers, Charlotte Bennett, and said that she's the one who accused him of grabbing him, accused the former governor of grabbing her during at a wedding. So it turns out he was doing some background research and says, I got some things about Charlotte Bennett that could help us, to paraphrase. So here's what the accuser, Charlotte Bennett, when she found out about that Chris Cuomo was going behind the scenes, said this. CNN must immediately take action. The network need not investigate his behavior. The investigation is over, and yesterday we received answers. Just like his older brother, Chris Cuomo used his time, network, and research to smear victims, dig up opposition research, and belittle our credible allegations. His behavior is reprehensible, unprofessional, and inexcusable. CNN must act now. Anything short of firing Chris Cuomo reflects a network lacking both morals and a backbone. Does CNN stand by journalistic integrity, or will it simply excuse the actions because Chris Cuomo drives ratings? He doesn't. He gets a 0.9, sometimes a 1. They've been terrible, but the whole station's been terrible. Anderson Cooper now gets his hour. Anderson Cooper on the set as he takes over primetime with Jeffrey Toobin. And we know about Jeffrey Toobin. And he got back. I wouldn't rule out Cuomo coming back. I don't want to see anyone's career destroyed. But I just think that there was a way out of it. You could help out your brother. Never appear with him to begin with. The company okayed that. Not your fault. You did it. People loved it. He got ratings with it. But when he went south, he destroyed you too. By the way, the president freedom fighter is now out. It remains on the New York Times list. Thanks so much for the third straight week. We'll find out a little bit too later about the fourth straight week. I'm going to be out in Ponte Vedra on Friday. WOKV listeners, hope to see you there. I'm going to miss you. Maybe you want to go to Clearwater. I'll be there Saturday, Sunday in McLean, Virginia. Then I'm going to be in Tulsa, Dayton, Cincinnati, as well as Oklahoma City and Tulsa. That's just off the top of my head. I have many more visits. Go to BrianKilmeade.com and find out.
Honey, call the doctor. I'm officially sick of junk mail, emails, and ads about Medicare. Why are they suddenly bombarding us with this stuff?
Because it's open enrollment. We could get more benefits.
Okay, then. Which of these envelopes should we open?
None. Let's go to EasyMedicare.com.
EasyMedicare.com can clear up your Medicare confusion with simple, easy answers. With multiple plans to choose from in just about every U.S. zip code, EasyMedicare.com can help you find the best plan. Annual enrollment is now through December 7th. Go to EasyMedicare.com. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Medicare.com. Or speak with a licensed agent at 1-888-486-1662. That's 888-486-1662. EasyMedicare.com. We make choosing a Medicare plan easy.
EasyMedicare.com is owned and operated by eTelephone Insurance Inc., a duly licensed insurance agent. Neither eTelephone Insurance Inc. nor EasyMedicare.com is connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government of the federal Medicare program. In California, Florida, and New Mexico, we operate as eTelephone.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Edward Shames, a World War II veteran who was the last surviving officer of Easy Company, which inspired the HBO miniseries and the book Band of Brothers, has died at the age of 99.
An obituary posted by the Holman Brown Funeral Home and Crematoria said Shames, of Norfolk, Virginia, died peacefully at his home on Friday. Shames was involved in some of the most important battles of World War II. During the war, he was a member of the renowned Easy Company, 506th Parachute Infantry Regiment, 101st Airborne Division. According to the obituary, quote, he made his first combat jump into Normandy on D-Day as part of Operation Overlord. He volunteered for Operation Pegasus and then fought with Easy Company in Operation Market Garden and the Battle of the Bulge in Bastogne. Shames was the first member of the 101st to enter Dachau concentration camp just days after its liberation. I'm Bernie Bennett.
A combined $1 million bond for the parents of the Michigan teen charged with killing four students at Oxford High School this past week. James and Jennifer Crumbly entered not guilty pleas to each of the four involuntary manslaughter counts listed during a hearing early Saturday. The judge also ordered GPS monitoring, agreeing with prosecutors they pose a flight risk. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin spoke at the Reagan National Defense Forum in Simi Valley, California, Saturday. In speaking about the former president, Austin praised his optimism.
He always believed that Americans were up for a challenge, up for meeting hard problems with a can-do spirit.
And Austin said he'd like to see that optimism continue.
In today's changing world, I hope that we can again summon Ronald Reagan's sunny conviction that this country can be stronger, prouder, and better.
Winter has started out weird in the U.S., wet in the Pacific Northwest, and no snow in Denver, Colorado. More at SRNnews.com.
Mr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Canada officially narrowed its decade-long hunt for a new fighter jet to two choices.
The Federal Procurement Department has confirmed that Lockheed Martin's F-35 stealth fighter and the Swedish Saab Gripen are the only two aircraft still in contention. The Canadian government has also confirmed U.S. aerospace giant Boeing's Super Hornet is out of the running to replace the military's aging CF-18s. Many observers had seen the Super Hornet and F-35 as the only real competition because of Canada's close relationship with the United States.
Jeremy House reporting. Baristas at Starbucks are seeking representation by Workers United. They want more say in salaries and how the stores are run. The Seattle-based coffee giant, though, has never unionized workers at its U.S. stores in its 50-year history. Instead, it says, stores function better when it works directly with employees. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Federal Trade Commission suing to block graphics chip maker NVIDIA's $40 billion purchase of chip designer ARM.
The commission says the deal would create a powerful company that could hurt the growth of new technologies. California-based NVIDIA said last year it was buying UK-based ARM from Japanese technology giant SoftBank. The deal immediately raised competition concerns, however. NVIDIA says it will contest the lawsuit and that the company is committed to preserving ARM's open licensing model. Bob Agnew reporting.
Authorities say a passenger on an arriving Southwest Airlines flight taxiing at Phoenix's main airport opened a gallery door, jumped out, ran to an airport fire station, and barricaded himself inside. It wasn't clear why he jumped out of flight 4236 after its arrival from Colorado Springs. But firefighters were able to finally unlock the door, and he was taken to the hospital with a leg injury. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Fox News Radio Studios in New York City. Fresh off the set of Fox and Friends, it's America's receptive voice, Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. We have Senator James Lankford queuing up over in Oklahoma, actually in Washington now. And we have Jason Chaffetz, used to work in Washington, now out in Utah. Fox News contributor, former chairman of the House Oversight Committee at the bottom of the hour. So we have a lot to discuss now, including listening to the fascinating live arguments of this Mississippi case that could put on the docket Roe v. Wade and put down, and they're trying to make a case that 15 weeks with Roe v. Wade, 15 weeks in a gestation period is a life. And you, if you try to abort a baby after 15 weeks, it should be no longer permissible by law. And that's the arguments at stake with six conservative justices on the Supreme Court. A lot of people think Roe v. Wade could be in the balance. I'll get some clarity with Senator James Lankford in a moment. And we have a lot more to discuss, too. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
CNN brought this on themselves. CNN allowed Chris Cuomo, as a working journalist, to cover his brother, despite the manifest conflict of interest. Some of Chris Cuomo's statements about the extent of his involvement were misleading at best and lies at worst. So, I mean, they never should have been in this position in the first place.
That is Bill McGurn of the Wall Street Journal. Cuomo suspended not for helping his brother, but for lying about it. Did CNN do the right thing? We'll discuss.
Number two.
How long does inflation have to run above your target before the Fed decides maybe it's not so transitory?
I think the word transitory has different meanings to different people. I think it's probably a good time to retire that word and try to explain more clearly what we mean.
There you go. That is Jerome Powell. Market walloped, inflation digs in, gas prices rise, Biden spends. No wonder his political fortunes and his party are in critical condition.
Number one.
If you have a negative test, if you're vaccinated, what conceivable justification is there for even considering such a grave deprivation of liberty as forcing you for 7 days to lose the core freedom of movement over a virus that we're told there's an effective vaccine for?
That is so true. Glenn Greenwald, a man in Brazil who wants to come back and doesn't want to have to quarantine for 7 days, nor should anybody else. Omicron looks like the most overhyped, irresponsible reaction to a transparent, responsible South African medical report ever. Restrictions rolling in, left-wing states taking more control. What gives me hope? The courts are standing up against this takeover, and the red states are standing strong. With me right now, Senator James Lankford. Senator Lankford, I do want to talk to you about what's going on with the Supreme Court, but first on this. This Omicron, I'm wondering if you could tell our listeners what you're worried about, if anything, about this.
Well, we don't know a lot about it at this point, and that's the biggest challenge. Right now, everyone seems to be panicking, going, oh, my gosh, there's a new Greek letter that's been attached to the word COVID. This is the worst-case scenario for everything. All that we know is that it's transmittable and that it's moving. We don't know if it's more lethal. We don't know if it's anything different at this point. And so, this is the most basic of things. People can watch out for this. They pay attention to it. They take care of their hand-washing and all those things that we've talked about for a long time on it. I encourage people to get the vaccine, but also tell people it's their choice to be able to do that. No one in the world should be able to mandate them to be able to do it. And as we're seeing with the courts, finally the courts are stepping up and actually taking this on, where they're knocking these mandates down from the Biden administration that he has handed out.
Well, I mean, they are. And first, when it comes to contractors, then when it comes to nurses, Medicaid and Medicare, and then also when it comes to private companies, this OSHA cannot oversee it. As of right now, these courts have ruled against the Biden administration. Why doesn't he just go with his original statement? Americans are not going to be tolerate these mandates.
Yeah, they're definitely not going to follow through on mandates. Americans don't like being told what to do. We're pretty stubborn people, and quite frankly, it's what's made us the most successful people in the entire world. And because we work exceptionally hard and we take personal responsibility for our actions, and that's the right way to be able to take this. So for us as a country to be able to live under a mandate, we think the Chinese live under mandates. The North Koreans live under mandates. We're Americans. We don't live under mandates. That's not how it works for us.
But in Oklahoma, your National Guard has stood up and said, we will not take this vaccine. We don't want to be under the auspices of the federal government and the military. Everyone's got to get vaccinated. So they said they're not going to pay your National Guardsmen. Where do you stand?
Yeah, that is absolutely the wrong thing to be able to do. And in fact, we have a piece of legislation to be able to push back on that exact issue, to be able to cut off the National Guard and say, we're not going to pay you if you don't take this vaccine. Here's how the National Guard works. The National Guard is under a governor's authority. So they have a commander-in-chief that's the governor of their state. That's the state militia. And then that National Guard itself is under the governor's control, unless they're activated and they're actually sent over to Afghanistan or wherever it may be on federal offices, then they go under leadership of the President of the United States. But while they're in the state, they're under governor's control. Our governor, Governor Stitt, has done a great job articulating this and to be able to make the argument on it, to say, I'm not going to mandate that the troops that are in Oklahoma command actually have to take this vaccine. If they get activated into federal control, then yes, they're under federal control, and they're just like every active duty military. But currently, they're under state control, and they do not have to do that. That's the right thing to do, and we need to continue to be able to protect it. And I've got legislation that we're dropping and working to be able to get consent to be able to put in and to actually make sure that we're protecting our National Guardsmen.
Another reason why you got to get into the majority, because unless you get any Democratic support, it will die, correct?
It will, but quite frankly, I'm challenging every single Democrat to say, are you trying to be able to cut off the pay from everyone of National Guard members in your state as well? Because nationally, the National Guard is still less than 50% vaccinated. This has been one of those untold stories where they keep saying that there's 80% of federal employees in different areas that have been vaccinated. I go, great. Well, the National Guard is not, and this becomes a military readiness and an issue that if suddenly we have to activate the National Guard nationally, and that Biden is saying, I'm going to fire you or not pay you or kick you out of the National Guard unless you're doing this vaccination when you're under state control, that is absolutely absurd.
Does your staff have to get vaccinated?
My staff does not have to get vaccinated, and one of the reasons for that is because we're the legislative branch. The president can't control the legislative branch just like he does in the judicial branch. So judges in courtrooms are not having to follow this mandate, and the legislative branch doesn't follow this mandate. And quite frankly, the courts have been great to be able to step up and say private companies don't fall under this mandate, as the president tried to do. And then now also CMS folks and the folks that work for in healthcare areas don't have to follow this mandate because the president doesn't have the authority to do that either. And so the president made all these great speeches and declarations, and he's finding out quickly that he can't actually enforce that because we're the United States of America.
So the Dobbs case is being heard against the Jackson Women's Health Organization right now in the Supreme Court. In fact, we're listening to live arguments, not on video, but obviously just audio. Even Justice Thomas was asking questions, which these, the experts say he almost never does.
Almost never.
Yeah, so I was pretty fascinated where he was really pressing, say, besides, he was really pressing the
viability issue.
Yeah, the viability issue on Mississippi with the attorney general there. I want you to hear what Janine Shaheen said is at stake with this case, and then I want to get your take. Cut 30.
I think if you want to see a revolution, go ahead, outlaw Roe v. Wade, and see what the response is of the public, particularly young people.
So do you agree that the Supreme Court justices should know ahead of time they will cause a revolution if they don't go the right way?
Yeah, you talk about extreme statements. Chuck Schumer standing on the steps of the Supreme Court and threatening by name Supreme Court justice last year. Jeanine Shaheen saying they're going to be a revolution, basically threatening the Supreme Court justice, saying we're going to have mass chaos in the streets if you do this. If they overturn Roe v. Wade, that does not outlaw abortion in America. It takes us back to pre-1973 when each state would decide what they're going to do with abortion, just like we do with homicide law. Each state decides what they're going to do with that. So this crazy chaos to say that suddenly abortion ends in America if they overturn Roe v. Wade is factually not true. And the left, just to tell you how crazy they are, they're basically saying if you don't allow us to kill as many children as we want, we're going to have a revolution in the streets. Tells you just how over the top the left really has become, that their main priority that they're going to have a revolution on is their right to be able to take the lives of children. I think that gives you a good glimpse into who they are.
So before I get your take on Dobbs and the chance to have a success, here's what John Yoo looked at the Supreme Court justices, and here's what he thinks is going to happen. Cut 31.
There are three justices, I think, Thomas, Gorsuch, and Alito, who have clearly signaled that they think Roe was wrongly decided and should be overturned. It's the two Trump justices, Amy Coney Barrett and Brett Kavanaugh, whose votes are in play, I think, who will make the decision. I think Chief Justice Roberts is really not going to decide this case. His vote really doesn't matter anymore now that Amy Coney Barrett replaced Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I think Amy Coney Barrett, when it comes down to it, is going to vote to overturn Roe. I think she's said as much in her work as a law professor. So it really comes down to Brett Kavanaugh. We know almost nothing about his views on abortion.
Your thoughts about what John Yoo said, the former Deputy Assistant Attorney General?
Yeah, I would agree with that completely. Again, we don't ask justices during the process, and I was one of those that was interviewing all of those justices that we put in for Gorsuch and Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett. We don't ask them how they're going to rule on a case dealing with Roe v. Wade. We want to know what is their perspective on the law and the Constitution. I'm confident that Brett Kavanaugh is very focused on following the Constitution, and when you look at how the Roe v. Wade decision was made and how the court invented this viability standard, literally it's not in any law. It's certainly not in the Constitution.
Can you describe that?
They just created it. I think that Kavanaugh is going to look at that and say the court just can't create a standard.
With the improvement in medical technology, we now see what infants look like at an extremely early stage compared to the 70s when this passed. So describe what's changed.
A lot has changed on technology. My mom used to have the old joke, you can't be a little bit pregnant. And for the left for years have said, yeah, you can be a little bit pregnant, that in the early stages of a pregnancy, then that's not really a baby, but maybe later stages, that's really a baby. That's absolutely absurd, and science actually shows that. We know a lot more about the zygote. We know a lot more about DNA development. We know that cell, that zygote, when it's that fertilized cell in the mom's womb, that's the only cell in her body that is different than every other cell in her body. It has different DNA, and as it develops, even by the 15-week time period that Mississippi identified, that child already has all their functioning organs. They're just growing and developing more, already has fingers and toes, already sucking their thumb, already shows their left hand or right hand dominant by 15 weeks of development. So there's a lot that we know now in science that's not just a little peanut and a little blob that we can see through an ultrasound anymore. We have great detail and information to see that is a child. And it is impossible. It's just completely self-evident to be able to look at a picture of a 15-week-old child in the womb and to say that's a child. You can't ignore the basic facts.
Is that an exhibit? I mean, excuse my naivete on this. I've never seen a Supreme Court argued out. But is that an exhibit in this case? Did you put up a 15-week-old sonogram?
Probably not. They'll argue over the law itself, not over the science issues, but I'm sure they'll bring up science that we do understand more about what's going on now, that we can understand how the justices looked at those issues 50 years ago, 48 years ago, when they made this decision. But to be able to say this decision will not be about the science, it'll be about the law. That's what the Supreme Court should be focused in on.
All right, Senator, how optimistic are you about winning back the Senate? You know, it comes down to individual races. It's going to be picking up a seat, and could it be in Georgia where Herschel Walker, has he impressed you to the point where you think that he is ready to win? Does he know the issues?
Yeah, I don't know him, and I've not been able to see him on the campaign stump. The people of Georgia will be able to make that decision, but I will tell you, we should be able to pick up multiple seats in the Senate. We should be able to win the House. Joe Biden is our best campaigner for Republicans right now with what he's doing to the economy, what he's doing to our national image internationally, what we're seeing with these vaccine mandates. People are furious about the direction of the country and firmly blame this on Joe Biden, as they should blame this on Joe Biden. So every Democrat that's running for the Senate and for the House is going to have to say, I stand with Joe Biden at this point, and that's a very difficult position to be able to run on.
Right, and in Mark Kelly, his seat is up this time around. I'm not sure who's running there, maybe the Attorney General. But Dr. Oz made it clear he wants to replace Pat Toomey, cut 34.
Yep.
My parents immigrated here legally, and our country provided unparalleled opportunities that have benefited me. And I feel firmly it is time to repay my debt. America's in crisis. That's not news. Our values are under attack. So I want to serve America in its time of need.
And he went on, and he was able to do that interview for a half hour with Sean Hannity last night. You know he handles issues. You know how bright he is. You know strong he is on his feet. So, and he does, he wants to, and he's moving to Pennsylvania just for this reason.
Yeah, there are people that are very passionate about helping our country. I'm one of them that wants to be able to see this turn very, very different. I'm grateful when we have good people that jump into races and to be able to do the work that has to be done. So for me, we're going to go through the primaries. We're going to allow Republicans in those states to be able to make a decision of who they're actually going to be able to put in that spot. But I look forward to next November and the wins that we'll have all over the country.
Yeah, we'll see. If it looks like the off-year election, Democrats are in a world of hurt. Senator James Lankford, I will be in Tulsa. I will be in Oklahoma City with the President and Freedom Fighter, and I hope to catch up with you then.
Look forward to catching up with you again in Tulsa. You're always welcome there. You know it.
All right. Thanks so much, Senator. Back in a moment. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Expanding your knowledge base. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Right now, I'm getting bombarded with TV ads, postcards, and emails about Medicare Advantage programs, saying what I may be eligible for and what might be available. Sure, everyone wants better coverage, but don't tell me everything there is to know. Tell me what I need to know. EasyMedicare.com does just that. They cut through the confusion and give me simple, easy answers. Which plans let me keep my doctor, cover my prescriptions, and are accepted at my pharmacy? No guesswork, just answers.
Go to EZMedicare.com. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Medicare.com. Or call 1-888-486-1662 to talk to a licensed insurance agent. But do it now. You've only got through December 7th. EZMedicare.com. We make choosing a Medicare plan easy. 1-888-486-1662.
EZMedicare.com is owned and operated by eTelecord Insurance Inc., a duly licensed insurance agency. Neither eTelecord Insurance Inc. nor EZMedicare.com is connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. In California, Florida, and New Mexico, we operate as eTelecord Insurance Inc.
Your power chewing dog runs through toys like they're going out of style. That's because weak toys aren't their style. They need something tougher. Your monthly subscription from Bully Make is packed with ultra durable toys and healthy treats made here in the USA. Tested by tough chewers and delivered every 30 days. All backed with a satisfaction and durability guarantee. Try your first box at 40% off. Go to bullymake.com/radio now.
Bully Make! Tougher toys for tougher play.
Colleen, can you run back and wrap that? No, oh, you've got a customer.
The holidays came early for the Hendrix Boutique.
Yes, we'll be open even later when it gets...
They'll need a temp fulfillment manager to tie up the holiday loose ends.
I need some more help at the register. Somebody? Oh, Sherry.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A touching moment between a teacher and her students makes today's Dean's List. Carol Mack of Greenfield, Wisconsin, sat near the entrance of Aurora State Luke's Medical Center in Milwaukee as 26 children from grades 1 through 4 sang songs of worship before she was moved into hospice care. Mrs. Mack also got to say goodbye to some of her students' parents, whom she also taught. The 66-year-old who has stage 4 cancer says the moment was overwhelming and so special. She hopes people see how much these children and their teacher love one another and how the school community came together to help make this moment happen. One of Carol's nurses, Louisa, says seeing the students sing was one of the most beautiful things she's ever seen. Mrs. Mack has been a teacher for 45 years and continued to teach while battling the disease. Our prayers are with you, Carol Mack. Thank you for being such a wonderful example as a teacher and, more importantly, as a human being. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Alex Boylan of the new series on Amazon's IMDb TV, The College Tour. The series offers high school students the opportunity to check out colleges and universities around the country from the comfort of their own home.
Every school is so different, down to the people, the culture, you know, the location. And so we just try to bring all that into a story that people can absorb.
The show aims to help families cut down the cost of visiting colleges in person.
The financial outlay for the average family to go outside of their state or outside, it's like $2,500, a lot of money for them to go and like check out a new school. And so we feel like this series is allowing, whether it's the students to watch it on their phone or parents to sit back and watch it on their television screens, tour the country, right?
The College Tour Season 2 is streaming now on IMDb TV and is available on the College Tour app and website. Ashley DeVorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Democratic nominee and 42nd President of the United States, Bill Clinton, addressed the Democratic Convention in 1992 at Madison Square Garden in New York City.
Let it be our cause that we give this child a country that is coming together, not coming apart. A country of boundless hopes and endless dreams. A country that once again lifts its people and inspires the world. Let that be our cause, our commitment, and our new covenant. My fellow Americans, I end tonight where it all began for me. I still believe in a place called hope. God bless you, and God bless America.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
You're interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
A, nobody wants to get boosters. Threefold. B, the vaccine mandates are collapsing, and they've now, all three of them have been stayed by federal judges. The CMS, the OSHA, and the federal contracting mandates are all on hold. So there's no mandates right now in the United States. And people don't want to get their kids vaccinated, and the powers that be are very well aware that vaccines are failing, and they want to blame this thing. And it's not going to work. People are done being scared.
They are done, I think, most part. I think that Alex Berenson is talking about me and maybe you, but not everybody. These people are just looking to run for the hills, stay away from work. Some legitimate. If you have underlying conditions, you have MS or something you're living with, I know you got to be extra careful. I understand that. If you're extremely overweight, you got to be extra and older. I understand you got to be careful, but you got to live your life. I mean, it's been almost, we're coming up on 2 years now of just cowering in the corner. I mean, how much longer are we going to deal with this? And then we get this news of the variant, and of course, the president overreaction as a press conference on Monday, and now he's about to hand down tomorrow travel restrictions. We think that's going to make everybody that comes to our country quarantine for 7 days. I have news for you. Most aren't going to come to the country. They're going to just stay home. They don't need it. Listen to Glenn Greenwald. The guy lives in Brazil. He's an American. Cut two.
It is hard to express or put into words how divorced the discourse around COVID is in the United States from the science that we were all supposed to follow. If you have a negative test, if you're vaccinated, what conceivable justification is there for even considering such a grave deprivation of liberty as forcing you for 7 days to lose the core freedom of movement over a virus that we're told there's an effective vaccine for? I feel like we're being trained to simply accept the assertion of any authority in the name of safety without even questioning it any longer.
But I think we have to question it at all times. And if Joe Biden wants to have some success in 2022, if he wants to have success again, and he says he wants to run again in 2024, I doubt it. But let's say he does. He would start saying, you know, I've been thinking about it. It's up to the parents on the kids. we're no longer going to mandate from the federal level masking kids in schools. And I'm going to be urging this to the unions to get behind me on this. Same thing. And I'm going to look to push for that, even if it costs him. Look, we all know he's not running again. And even if he does run again, that'll mean we have to send the worst candidate possible against him for him to be successful. So why not just do the right thing for once and not pretend that the world's going to end up in a fiery ball of fires and global warming and keeping everyone in masks to not get a virus they're going to survive anyway? That would help. I'm going to talk to Congressman Jason Chaffetz about that, along with the oral arguments taking place on the abortion case right now in the Supreme Court. It's fascinating. We'll bring back some original audio when we return. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Seco Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous holiday buffet on Saturday, December 25th from noon to 4 p.m. Let us do the work and host your dinner so you can relax and enjoy your holiday season. Our menu includes prime rib and baked ham with a tasty pineapple and brown sugar glaze with a selection of delightful trimmings and desserts. Tables starting at just $150 plus fees. For seating and table information, call 1-800-280-UWIN or see windriver.com for complete details. Holidays are better at the river.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is the Cigar of the Month from Tobacco and Brew, brought to you by Liga Privada. The Underground Sungrown is the perfect balance of Nicaraguan long filler tobacco. Draped in a lovely Connecticut sungrown wrapper, this stick received a 92 rating. With hints of spice, wood, and espresso, this robust cigar ends on notes of cinnamon. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Join Homeward Bound this Saturday for Christmas for the Troops, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Veterans Event Center, 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. Join us as we package boxes to send overseas to troops who are deployed over the holidays. Adults $10, students with student ID $8, and kids under 12 free. Admission buys your lunch and helps offset the cost of shipping a package. Come help us send some cheer around the world. For more information, call Rob at 530-510-8210. Thanks, and we'll see you Saturday.
Make this New Year's Eve a night to remember at the Redding Garden of Life. Featuring two stages of live music, food trucks and bars throughout the gardens provided by Mosaic, all surrounded by a magnificent holiday light show. Tickets available at turtlebay.org.
The wonderful moment of families coming together. So many kids look forward to this time of year specifically because of the holiday events they can participate in. Jen Patian, who is a spokesperson for Family Services of North Florida, says, as an adoptive parent myself, I know how impactful this day was for both the kids and their forever families. Everyone present will cherish these memories for years to come. A wonderful day for so many reasons. Congratulations to all the families. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Radio that makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I encourage everyone to wear a mask when they're indoors in a crowded circumstance like we are right now, and unless you're eating or speaking at a microphone. The vaccines will continue to provide a degree of protection against severe disease. And as additional protections, please wear your mask when you're indoors in public settings around other people.
No, I'm not going to. I'm going to go to games, and I'm not going to do that. And even did he. You see this picture on the cover of the Post, I think it was Monday or Tuesday, where he is indoors, outside on the glass, wear a mask, and you see him through the glass indoors at some store in Narragansett with his billion, you know, after a while you get tired of hanging out in this billionaire mansion. You get a little claustrophobic, so you need to go out into stores, and you see him without a mask. It's on his chin. So, again, all these people, same with Anthony Fauci. Evidently, he was at a party. He would take the mask on every time someone would have a camera near him. Congressman Jason Chaffetz, not wearing a mask, Fox News contributor, former chairman of the House Oversight Committee, author of They Never Let a Crisis Go to Waste. Jason, welcome over to the show. I was on with your podcast yesterday. You might be a little bit tired of talking to me. I mean, I'm sorry to make you do this again.
My honor, you know, is the best 45 minutes of your life. I know, so I appreciate it. It's coming out soon, and we'll let everybody know it. Jason in the house. But, yeah, I am not wearing a mask. Neither does Joe Biden. Neither does Governor Newsom. Neither does Governor. I mean, you just go down the list of all the people who demand that this happened, and yet pretty quickly you can find photos of them not doing it. And, look, I want people to be safe, but I think there's a degree of choice, and if you're fully vaccinated, I just don't see it.
And you know what? I also don't see. I don't see this variant being a problem. The Delta variant was hitting India hard. It was hitting the UK hard, and we came over here a month or two later, around June and July, started really having its presence felt, and kind of put us in free fall for a month or two, and then we seem to have bounced back, but now the cases are going down again. And now there was panic over the weekend. It's like we've learned nothing over the last year and a half.
You know, one of the things I just saw online was this commentary by Dr. Angelique Kotese. I think
yeah,
I pronounced her name.
From South Africa.
Yeah, she's the South African Medical Association. She's the chairman of it. She's been in the medical industry, you know, for a general practitioner involved for 33 years. She's just saying the one thing you got to do is not panic. It's not as if in South Africa they've got a surge of people going to the hospital. So take a deep breath and just recognize. Go back to the basics. Wash your hands, you know. Be smart. If you're feeling sick, you know, stay away from people. But
I'll give Rena the article because Dr. Siegel just tweeted this to me. So this is the woman that alerted the world that this Omicron variant is out there. So she said, I've been in the medical profession for 33 years. I've seen a lot over my medical career, but nothing has prepared me for the extraordinary global reaction that met my announcement this week that I had a young man in my surgery who had a case of COVID that turned out to be the Omicron variant. The version of the virus had been circulating in Southern Africa for some time, having been previously identified, but given in my public facing role, my announcing its presence in my own patient, I unwittingly brought in a global attention. Quite simply, I've been stunned at the response. And let me be clear, nothing I have seen about this new variant warrants the extreme reaction the UK government has taken in response to it all. No one here in South Africa is known to have been even hospitalized with it. But the UK, Europe, everywhere, just Australia rethinking, opening up. So, I mean, come on. These governments are all letting their people down.
Her conclusion, the very last sentence, I think is very telling. Above all, don't panic. And that goes for governments as well. And so, look, I think we have a communication and a leadership problem here in the United States. I think Joe Biden is a very poor communicator. And it's time for Dr. Fauci to go. I think America needs a second opinion. And I don't think he has the credibility to put the science out there, allow the scientific community to coalesce around it, and then come up with public policy that's responsible. We're doing it the exact opposite. The policy comes out, then they scramble to go find the science, and people just don't believe Fauci, and certainly I don't believe Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. I think they've been on the wrong side of this most of the way.
She said, by the way, I saw five more patients who had this variant. They tested positive. They all had very mild illness. So at the moment, I'm afraid it seems to me that Britain is merely hyping up the alarm about this variant unnecessarily, and the picture might one day look different. I have yet to see older unvaccinated people infected with this new variant. For example, they might well present with more severe form of the disease. So listen, I'm tired of our lives affected by this. Everyone's lied to us along the way. No one's acknowledging when they've been wrong. And you know, and know you know this, but President Biden has lorded over more deaths than Trump. And this guy had a vaccine to work with.
Yeah, it was Joe Biden who said he was going to, destroy the virus, not the economy. And it's kind of gone the opposite way. I'm very frustrated at this because I think the information's out there, the vaccines are out there, people get to make their own personal choice, and they do it in consultation, if they want, with their doctor. But you shouldn't lose your job because of it. You shouldn't be denied your ability to go get in a restaurant in New York City and eat something. And what we're doing to our little kids, putting masks on four-year-olds, I just don't get it. I just think it's so wrong.
Jason, I got to ask you, I know you're very familiar with this process, but it looks like it's a virtual lock, barring anything unforeseen, that the House is going to go to the Republicans next. A lot of the same players in leadership are still there when you were there.
Yeah.
Kevin McCarthy, they say, has not sold everyone on him being Speaker. Do you believe he would be the best choice if the vote was today?
I think that the conference as a whole would be a bit divided. I think there'd be a vigorous debate. Perhaps he prevails, perhaps he doesn't. But you've seen the Democrats wrangle with this. I think the Republicans are really going to get into a major feud. So it depends on the margin. I mean, it's all about numbers, right? Do you have a majority of 50? Then you got some wiggle room? Or do you have a majority like the Democrats do of 4? And then you have no wiggle room. So I don't know exactly how that's going to shake out. I do think that the Republicans, look, they have a knack, Brian, of snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. So don't put it past them that they're going to blow this election. But if they stick to policy, get united, understand that nobody gets 100% of what they want, take a Reagan-esque approach, saying, "Hey, if I'm getting 80% of what I want, we're moving the ball forward." If they do that, and I don't think they will, then I think they're going to be just fine. But I think there's going to be a lot of infighting.
You do. See, when they ended up going to Paul Ryan, immediately everyone thought it was going to be Kevin McCarthy, and there were some things that came up that people didn't like, so they went with Paul Ryan as a compromise candidate. And it didn't seem like people were really satisfied with Paul Ryan on the Republican right, especially not the Freedom Caucus. Were you?
Look, the way it went down, I think Paul Ryan was the best choice. He was the intellectual leader on the policy. Nobody could talk about entitlement reform and those types of things better than Paul Ryan. I think he was actually a better speaker than he maybe gets credit for, because he was very policy-centric. Kevin McCarthy, I think a fair assessment of Kevin is – he's the biggest, best fundraiser that the Republicans have in the House. That's probably why he's in that leadership position. And it'll be this struggle, philosophically. What do you want? Do you want the fundraiser in chief? Do you want somebody who's policy driven? How far to the right are we going to go? All of these questions, there's going to be a battle. And I don't see the latest, newest classes of people that have come into the mix as being shy, bashful people. It's sort of Tea Party 2.0, and they're very aggressive.
I would say one thing. I know it's easy on the outside, but you're on the inside. But I think that if Republicans could learn anything from giving up and gaining and giving up and gaining power back and forth, what you just said I think was the most important. When you said getting 80% of what you want should be enough rather than getting nothing, we've been getting nothing. Both sides have been not totally getting nothing. You got your tax reform. They got their $1.9 trillion. But for the most part, do we have to change our mindset if you are a lawmaker and if you are a voter that we're going to get some things compromised, not everything, but close, even though you're in the majority?
That's my own personal belief. I think if you're going to have successful, long-term successful systemic change, you need to be able to bring at least some people from the minority side along the way. That was the magic of Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan had a good relationship with Tip O'Neill. He didn't get everything he wanted, but he had the largest tax decrease in the history of our nation. He did some things.
He also raised our taxes on compromise too, right? To get defense.
Yeah, and so he did a very good job of communicating and bringing people together. There has to be this mindset though that says, I have not lost my purity because I compromised with somebody. And that goes to the representative and how they're approaching it. We have a lot of people in the Republican side of the aisle, and the Democrats have theirs as well, that say, it's all or nothing. You give me 100% or I'm out. And I think that's a very difficult – I don't think that's what the American people want. You don't have to sacrifice your principles, but go out and get – and move the ball forward and move it towards a conservative plank if that's what you're doing as a Republican, and you'll be in power for a very long time.
I would think it'd be interesting because, you know, there are certain sections of both parties that are just immovable.
Yeah.
And they just see any compromise as loss and weakness. But just that's not the way our system was set to work. And I don't know if you're a speaker and say, hey, by the way, if you elect me speaker, I am going to be dealing with the other party and I'm going to have to compromise a little because I want some bipartisan buy-in. You would not be speaker. Is that correct?
It depends on how you do it and what you do it on. I mean, there is this approach that says, oh, well, then you're not tough enough. You're not going to fight. And you know, but who is having success actually moving legislation forward? I mean, if you were in the Senate, we can't just rely on, hey, what we can get done in reconciliation, 50+1. You got to be able to do things above and beyond and get other things done. Look, Donald Trump talked a tough game. He was as hard, you know, bare-fisted, you know, ready to fight as there was. But when it came to criminal justice reform, he actually passed a really important – now, that happened to be my bill when I left. Doug Collins took it over. It really did move the ball forward, and he worked with Democrats behind the scenes to make that happen. Democrats hated it, but he did work with them, and they ultimately came along.
Yeah, I know that Van Jones of CNN came out and said, listen, I'm going to the ceremony. This is
yeah.
real.
Hey,
Jason, thanks for interviewing me for the book and everything. So I appreciate it. Great job. And when can we expect it? By the end of the week?
Next, I think it's a week from Wednesday.
A week from Wednesday. Sounds good.
All right.
Jason Chaffetz, thanks so much.
Thank you. Thanks, Brian.
All right. And you know, it's a great quality. That's because he's got a radio setup in his house. Hey, the President Freedom Fighter, just so you know, if you're just tuning in, one of our affiliates this hour, McLean, Virginia on Sunday, Saturday in Clearwater, Friday in Ponte Vedra, and then, of course, go to BrianKilmeade.com. And if you want a personalized copy and you're not going to be in any of these seats. I'm talking about Tulsa, Oklahoma City, Tyler, Texas, Dallas, Texas, Dayton, and Cincinnati. If you're not going to be in any of those cities, it'll go to my local bookstore. I can personalize it and get it out. And since America printed it, we don't have to keep it on a barge in Los Angeles or Long Beach. Back in a moment.
Giving you everything you need to know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market, all-time highs every day. U.S. debt, never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
Your power chewing dog runs through toys like they're going out of style. That's because weak toys aren't their style. They need something tougher. Your monthly subscription from Bully Make is packed with ultra durable toys and healthy treats made here in the USA. Tested by tough chewers and delivered every 30 days. All backed with a satisfaction and durability guarantee. Try your first box at 40% off. Go to bullymake.com/radio now.
Bully Make! Tougher toys for tougher play.
We're going to need to fire up the plow. The big one.
Forecast is 6 feet of snow and 66 new customers for Trin Snow Service.
Hey, Terry.
She needs more drivers before business melts away.
What do you mean Dee can't drive? I thought he was certified.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, publisher of The Federalist, and I'm inviting you to join a new conversation with the smartest thinkers out there about the country and where we're going. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast. You can subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcasts. This new show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me. Subscribe to the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcast.com.
Breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I think the issue here for CNN that made them cross this line was it was journalistic
malfeasance. It was terrible behavior for a journalist who's supposed to be, purportedly, even at CNN, to be a fair-minded reporter who doesn't get involved. And he crossed that line. But the thing is, he obviously crossed the line. He did it months ago. And when CNN in their statement today said there was more to the story that they learned today from the AG's emails, I think it's pretty clear CNN didn't go looking for the full story when this originally broke.
Yeah, that is Ari Fleischer. He's a crisis expert as well as being former press secretary and great communicator. Republican conservative thought it's true. And he's talking about Chris Cuomo, the fact that he's out. Did they really have a choice? Here's Chris Cuomo talking on his Sirius XM show, which starts at noon Eastern time. Now, he did not know what would happen in a few hours. And here's how he explained himself, because on radio he could do what he wants, but he couldn't really, he can't do that on TV. That's pretty much CNN. So let's listen. Cut 16.
Andrew had his party enforcing a rule against them, him, that if you have accusations, you have problems. And you don't really get to vet the accusations, and you don't get to go against your accusers. I did not want him to resign in the beginning because I believed him. And I thought that you don't resign, you ask for due process. And leave the women alone and let due process take care of the situation. But eventually, when there wasn't going to be due process and his party was against him, and obviously the Republicans weren't going to help him, then he had no choice because he couldn't do the work of the state anymore.
But that wasn't the whole situation. As it became transparent, he was working behind the scenes, trying to see if there was anything about the accusers that could be brought out to reduce their credibility. And when that became clear, he had no choice. I don't think CNN had a choice. They had to make the move. But it was pretty also clear that he was able to get talking points to other people in other networks to maybe talk positively about Governor Cuomo. For example, Katie Turr. This was pointed out in these articles, that Katie Turr basically took the family statement and said it was breaking news. Listen to her on MSNBC. Cut 20.
I've just been talking to somebody who is close to the family, and I asked them, you know, given the moment that we have been living in for the past 2 years, given how everyone has had a reckoning with this Me Too moment, why would somebody like Governor Andrew Cuomo, who is a savvy politician, not have buttoned things up, not have gotten the message to be careful about what he said around his staff, around others? And the person said it's not that he didn't think the rules didn't apply to him. It's just that's in the Cuomo DNA. They are extraordinarily friendly, I guess, by nature.
That is exactly what they asked her to say, and she said it. Let's find out if there's more to know.
More to know. Sponsored by Oxford Gold Group. Call today to learn how you can protect your retirement and savings account. 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-G-O-L-D.
So get this. Twitter will ban the posting of photos, videos, and people without their consent. That's pretty cool. Under the leadership of the new CEO, they announced Tuesday, it was revising that privacy program. Quote, sharing personal images, such as videos, can potentially violate a person's privacy. The misuse of private media can affect everyone, but can have a disproportionate effect on women, activists, dissidents, and members of the minority community. I believe it could also hurt white men. I'm not sure.
Yeah, and it's also going to affect me just taking these secret snapshots of Eric that I do during the course of the show, and I just upload them at random.
And you blame other people.
Yeah. I try to put you under your account. I try.
You're not as friendly as the Cuomos.
Nope.
Next, I'm lucky to be alive. That, according to Tiger Woods, is speaking ahead of the Hero World Challenge charity tournament in the Bahamas. The legendary golfer spoke about the dark moments he had during his recovery from his car accident. He revealed he spent 3 months in a hospital bed as he began his recovery. Wood said he had ruled out a full-time return to the PGA. He feared he was going to lose his right leg. He could have been amputated. He went on to say, by the way, he's 45 now. He said he broke both his legs, but he said his right one, in particular, 50-50, whether he was ready to keep it. You talk about a comeback. This guy's able to win anything coming back. He said he's not even 50% there yet. At 45, time's not on his side. But people do things, especially in their 50s in golf. You can pull that off if he can recover to a degree he can. And there's still a lot of questions. But it was great to see him.
Honey, call the doctor. I'm officially sick
of junk mail, emails, and ads about Medicare. Why are they suddenly bombarding us with this stuff?
Because it's open enrollment. We could get more benefits.
Okay, then. Which of these envelopes should we open?
None. Let's go to EasyMedicare.com. EasyMedicare.com can clear up your Medicare confusion with simple, easy answers with multiple plans to choose from in just about every U.S. zip code. EasyMedicare.com can help you find the best plan. Annual enrollment is now through December 7th. Go to EasyMedicare.com. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Medicare.com. Or speak with a licensed agent at 1-888-486-1662. That's 888-486-1662. EasyMedicare.com. We make choosing a Medicare plan easy.
EasyMedicare.com is owned and operated by eTelequote Insurance Inc., a duly licensed insurance agent. Neither eTelequote Insurance Inc. nor EasyMedicare.com is connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. In California, Florida, and New Mexico, we operate as eTelequote Insurance.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.